Michigan Governor Rich Snyder says the legislation would help bring jobs to the state. Progress on a deal to avert the looming fiscal cliff has been slow. NBC's Chuck Todd says the holiday season could be a motivator.
To avoid the slew of tax hikes and spending cuts from taking effect on January 1st, leaders in Washington need to pass their agreement by Friday, December 21st, if they want to be home for Christmas.
This is NBC News Radio. Defense attorneys are asking a judge to end the 24-hour GPS monitoring of George Zimmerman while he's out on bond. His trial date is set for June in the fatal shooting of Florida teenager Trayvon Martin. Legal experts say the Australian radio station behind a hoax phone call to the London hospital where the pregnant Duchess of Cambridge was still being treated could face criminal charges. This after the still unexplained death of the nurse who answered the phone. The DJs involved have since apologized.
If we had any idea that something like this could be even possible to happen, you know, we couldn't see this happening.
Both could face prison time for broadcasting the call without the permission of all involved. And marijuana is now legal in Colorado. In a low-key event Monday, only a handful of pot activists gathered outside the state capitol to smoke. Colorado follows Washington State in the legalization of marijuana. I'm Lynn Berry, NBC News Radio.
Nerlman, one of our vendors, just called.
That's nice, Mr. Fernwell.
We owe him for a job that closed 8 months ago.
Yeah, Susan, the office manager, owes me for lunch last week.
The accounting team is swamped, Nerlman. Call Bob from Account Temps. Bob knows our accounting system inside out and can step right in so we can get caught up without all this overtime.
Maybe Bob can help me collect from Susan.
Be flexible, work smarter with Account Temps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers. A Robert Half company. Learn more at AccountTemps.com.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
A Southern California judge has blocked release of a new movie, Age of the Hobbits. It's a knockoff of the real Hobbit movie coming out this weekend. The industry calls this low-budget copy and others like it mockbusters because they capitalize on the popularity of real blockbusters. The firm that made Age of the Hobbits, Global Asylum, is known for making many mockbusters. The judge says this film carries the risk of confusing people into getting and watching the wrong film. North America will become a net energy exporter by the year 2025 thanks to a surge in oil and gas production and rapid improvements in energy efficiency. That is the latest long-term energy outlook from ExxonMobil. The annual forecast of energy trends is set to be released today. It concludes the growth of U.S. and Canadian oil and gas production has staying power and could lead to more international shipments of oil and gas. Stock futures right now gaining. S&P futures rising 3, NASDAQ futures up 5. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. Your money needs an ally. Member FDIC.
Hiya, Fred.
Hello, Beth.
You seen Eddie?
Yeah, he's in my workshop picking out tools to borrow.
Well, tell him I took the car to the Parts Plus Car Care Center for service.
So he'll be carless? Well, I hope he doesn't want me to run him around doing errands.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've got him rebuilding the handrail on the back step.
Oh, there goes my good soul.
He'll be busy with that all afternoon. And besides, Parts Plus won't keep me long. They never do.
Now hurry back.
For the location nearest you, go to PartsPlus.com.
The Home Depot Project Loan is a simple way to put big projects within reach. You not only get no payments and no interest for 6 months, you also get the flexibility of paying it off anytime. So whether it's new flooring or a whole new kitchen, the Project Loan makes it easy and we make it possible. Get started now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Ideas and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
It's the same each time with progress. First they ignore you. Then they say you're mad. Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
7 o'clock on this Friday, the 6th. I am happy to bring my next guest on, not only because we've got an important topic today, but as I announced the other day and put on Facebook yesterday, beginning next Friday, the Reverend D. Alexander Bullock will join our stable of regular guests. And well, I don't really care what we talk about. He's just good radio. He's a good friend, and I feel just connected to him in a way that you want to share that with other people. So let us welcome back this morning the president of Rainbow Push Michigan and the president of the Highland Park NAACP, Reverend D. Alexander Bullock. Reverend Bullock, it's all, as always, a pleasure to have you with us this morning.
Tony T., good morning to you.
How are you, my brother?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I want to tell you, I'm excited about being alive.
I know you are, which is why I'm so excited that beginning next Friday at 8 o'clock, you will be with us on a weekly basis. I'm honored that you would even consider it, let alone say yes to that. And so I very much look forward to sharing you with this audience on a regular basis. I think that everybody is better served when Reverend Bullock is in the house.
Well, you know what, Tony, I appreciate that. I mean, I feel like I'm joining the Justice League. You know, I'm just happy to have been invited to be a part of the great movement that is the great radio that you do. You keep us engaged and informed, and we're excited about being on your show once a week and just and encouraging and inspiring people as well.
Absolutely. You were up in Lansing yesterday, Reverend Bullock. Why don't you tell my audience a little bit about what was going on up there?
Well, we went to Lansing actually a couple of times, started on Tuesday, spent all day there Tuesday, and then went back yesterday because there is a situation now that we have repealed Public Act 4. As we expected, there are a lot of legal loopholes and maneuvering in place to try to circumvent the victory that we won by reinstating the people's will and protecting democracy, specifically as it relates to the Detroit Public School System and what is known as the Educational Achievement Authority, or the EAA. Now, many of your listeners may know that the EAA is a new statewide school district that has been created basically by the will of the governor that takes the lowest performing schools in Detroit and then eventually around the state of Michigan and moves them into a second statewide district. It was kicked off in Detroit with about 15 schools, and so its basis was basically the power that Public Act 4 gave the emergency manager. Now that Public Act 4 is gone, there is no legislative basis for the creation of a separate statewide school district that takes assets from the Detroit Public Schools, that takes students from the Detroit Public Schools, that has an experimental curriculum, an online computer curriculum, so it minimizes the role of teachers. And also in the wake of all of this, the attorney general and the emergency manager and the governor are saying that the elected school board of DPS were elected illegally, that in fact they are not elected representatives for the school board. And so we were in Lansing because they were trying to, are trying to put a bill in place now that will actually create a legal basis for the EAA. Although the EAA already exists in practice, it has no legal basis in the state of Michigan. And so we were there keeping an eye on that process, and we're beginning to organize now because this is just another attempt at state takeover, taking away local control, at selling and seizing assets. It is just a continuation of the fight against emergency management that we began many, many months ago.
Well, you know, and Reverend Bullock, as we discussed this in some detail with your friend David Hecker with the American Federation of Teachers Michigan yesterday, you know, one of the restrictions on this Educational Achievement Authority, and I want people to follow my line of thinking here. Let's say we're forced to close a school, and I don't care, in Midland. That school district has to maintain that building. They have to heat it. They have to repair it. They have to make sure that it's in working order. And if a for-profit school comes in and wants to buy it, they are forced to sell those assets without literally any competitive bidding, without any conversation, and without any legal footing to do that. They are forced to do it. And here's the problem, Reverend Bullock. We don't even know if the EAA is going to work.
Oh, not at all. I mean, this is experimenting with black and brown children at its worst. I mean, it reminds me of the worst kind of historical atrocities of government experimentation, like the Tuskegee experiment, where the federal government injected STDs into African-American males just to study them and see how it went. I mean, that was heinous, and you would think that the government would not be experimenting with people who were vulnerable. But, of course, the EAA has no track record. It's an experimental curriculum. The assets of the public school system can be seized, as you said, without any competitive bidding process. But more than that, you have a state mandated, if this legislation passes, basically the law will be that school districts have no decision-making power over whether or not their buildings and their students are seized by the EAA. And then also, who are the teachers in this new district? These are not typically teachers with long seniority. In fact, in Detroit, they're using Teach for America teachers, and so there are issues about collective bargaining and union busting. I mean, those issues remain with us. I mean, so on one hand, you've got the seizure of assets. You've got an anti-collective bargaining impulse as it relates to the employment. And then you've got an experimental educational curriculum where students are basically learning at a computer, and teachers are almost minimized or seen as useless. And so this seems to be setting our children and our district up for failure.
You know, it seems to me counterintuitive that if you are building a model of education that is a for-profit model, does that really serve what the foundational foundational principles of education are all about? Are we serving the child? Are we really empowering them with the right education? How do we attract the best and brightest teachers if we're more concerned about really attracting the best and brightest students? Because as we know, in these for-profit schools, they don't have to take developmentally challenged children. They don't have to take low-achieving children. They can pick and choose almost as if we're playing kickball on recess. The strongest ones get picked. The other ones have to go play somewhere else.
No, you're right. I mean, anytime you put profit over people, I think you have a problem. And when education becomes more about the bottom line than reading, writing, and arithmetic, then that's a recipe for disaster. You know, in the EAA, it was very, very interesting because as we were there listening to the deliberation in Lansing, they have a standard they're proposing where there won't be any grades or real hard assessment. All that will be happening with these students is that they will be tracked based upon the work that they do on a computer. And so what that means, Tony, is that if I'm reading at a first grade level and I'm in the third grade and I'm in the EAA, well, then there's no time period. There's no real hard standard of accountability by which that district, that school, the school or the teachers have to improve my reading level. So if it takes me 16 months to improve my reading level from first to third, and I'm in the third grade, well, then that's okay. If it takes 6 months, that's okay. If it takes 9 months, that's okay. If it takes 48 months, that's okay. And so this seems to be a recipe for disaster. How can you prepare students for a competitive, globalized economy if you put them in a school district that has no standards to hold teachers and the district, the students and the parents accountable for learning and for learning development? If it's okay for me to take 48 months to be able to read, to write, and to do mathematics on the appropriate grade level, well, then I'm going to enter behind, I'm going to stay behind, and I'm going to leave behind.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got to get to the break.
This is Jessica Tremontana, Communications Director with Progress Michigan, and we wish all of Tony Trupiano's audience a happy holiday.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, Continuous Traffic Watch.
There are no accidents to report out on your roadways at this time. No construction is backing you up. Traffic is actually flowing exceptionally well this morning. Let's just hope it stays like this. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
In negotiating the deal with the state, the city was told to use Miller Canfield Law Firm. They had Miller Canfield on the state side and Miller Canfield on the city side negotiating this bond deal. Well, Tony, what typically happens when a municipality gets bonds from the MSA, negotiated bonds, they get that money. They get access to that money. But in this case, Tony, in this unique situation, the state said, I don't want the city to have access to its own money. This is the city's money. I'm a Detroit citizen. We're paying taxes, or we're paying interest on that borrowed money right now, the $137 million. But Dylan said, I don't want the city to have access to this money. Even the Michigan Finance Authority, Tony, said they didn't have a problem with the city having access to the money. It was Andy Dylan who said, I want them to have to come to me to get permission to use the money.
On 1310 WDTW.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Before we ever got onto a tour bus, before all the girls, when we were just boys, before little things got so big, and the young and the hopeless became the rich and the famous, you heard us, Good Charlotte, on the radio.
Radio. You hear it here first. Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Triano.
22 minutes after the hour, my guest, Reverend D. Alexander Bullock, we are talking about House Resolution 6004, which would create and expand, actually not create it, would expand the Educational Achievement Authority. And as we spoke on the show yesterday and as we spoke on the show just in the last segment, you know, these are things, Reverend Bullock, that sound great. The Educational Achievement Authority, but what it really is a legalized way to, I guess, to enforce and to expand racism in our schools, because as we take a look at the bottom 5% of schools, most of them are in communities of color, unfortunately.
That's right. I mean, this is, let's call it what it is. It's a power grab by the state. It takes away local control. It disenfranchises the elected school board, and it ghettoizes the school system. Because basically what you do is you take the bottom 5% of Michigan students. We know those are going to be typically low-income brown and black students, and you lump them into an educational ghetto. We should not be, one, taking away the elected representatives that the people elected, namely the school board. Lamar Lemons is the president. As a school board, we should not be disenfranchising the public school system, DPS, by taking 10 to 11,000 students out of DPS and creating another competitive statewide school district in addition to charter schools and private schools. We should not be experimenting on anybody's children with an educational curriculum and an educational model that has never been tested, that hasn't been tried. We don't know if it's going to be effective. But even more than that, we should not be creating an educational ghetto in Michigan where we lump all of the lowest performing students into a school district and basically say somehow they're going to be better off even though this district has no track record. But you know what, Tony, you know what I think is even more heinous than all of this? I think what's most heinous is that none of this really is about the students and about their families and about their neighborhoods. If a child has parents who are working, if a child has parents who are gainfully employed, if a child lives in a neighborhood that is stabilized, if a child lives in a city where there are recreational centers and recreational programs, if a child goes to a school district where there are computers and counselors and tutoring and everything that's available to them to help them learn, then they have what they need. You don't have to create a separate school district. Let's take the dollars that are being invested in experimenting on children and just invest them in the school districts that already exist and in the neighborhoods and cities that are already existing. Let's open up rec centers in Detroit. Let's get more counselors in the schools that are already in DPS. Let's get more computers in those schools. Let's have more teacher training. And let's just reinvest in the infrastructure that we already have.
Yeah, but see, the problem with what you're saying, and you know, appreciate the way I'm presenting this, is that what you're talking about is true educational reform. What they're talking about is strictly a business decision. And it doesn't look like those paths want to cross in the mind of the governor, in the mind of this legislature. I want to remind this audience that it's the governor of the state of Michigan that is pushing this. It's not the legislature this time. It's our governor. Our governor is trying to break the back of public education.
No, you're right. You're right. And I think the whole conversation about education reform, how do we improve education, how do we raise the level of educational achievement, you know, across the state of Michigan and the nation? You know, I mean, this is a conversation that the people, that the labor movement, that pastors and other faith leaders and citizens, we need to really, really be engaged. I want to thank Helen Moore, who has been tirelessly fighting, Elena Harada, Lamar Lemons, and others, Reverend Ed Rowe, Maureen Taylor, so many activists. I mean, who have been on the front lines, who have not stopped. I want to thank the Michigan Citizen. I mean, they've been kind of covering, and not only covering, they've moved from covering to activism. And so we need more people to begin to look into the EAA. When we came together against emergency manager Tony, we fought back. They said we couldn't do it, and we won. But we won, but we're not done. They're still trying to take local control. They're still trying to seize assets. They're experimenting on our children in the name of education reform, busting unions, and at the end of the day, this cannot stand. So I want to applaud all of those freedom fighters who have been fighting, and I want to encourage people who are listening to me today on First Shift to get engaged. This is something we're ramping up for. This legislation has not been passed, and so we are in the middle of the fight even to stop legislation that would even authorize the EAA.
Yeah, this lame duck session is dangerous, no question about it. Let's go to the phones very quickly and welcome Tony and Macomb. Tony, you're on the air with the Reverend Bullock.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Worst academic record in the country, 25% graduation rate, extreme budget deficit, and widespread corruption. The Detroit public schools have been failing the children for at least 15 years. If the local school boards and people like your guest were able to correct this problem, the governor wouldn't be involved. So how much longer are we going to allow this public school system in Detroit to fail these children?
Well, you know, Tony, let me stop you for a second. I want to go back to 1999, where the people of the city of Detroit passed a millage that the state of Michigan took that money away from the city of Detroit, did not allow that school board to spend that money. Governor Engler attached that money to the state budget, took that money away, and from that point forward, the school board's hands were tied. You can't solve problems without a budget. And this is the way to solve this problem is to not privatize the school, Tony.
Well, you know what, Tony? It works in other areas. You look at the DMC. Vanguard's come in and infused capital.
But that's not education. Education is not private business.
No, but listen, there are so many examples of private schools that are doing excellent academically because if they didn't, the parents wouldn't pay the money. We need to try something.
But see, that's the difference. Okay, Tony, thank you for your call. That's the difference. And here's the problem, Reverend Bullock. If I'm sending my child to a private school, and I have every right to do that, if I want to spend $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 a year out of my pocket to do that, I have a right to do that. I don't have a problem with that. Now let's just go ahead.
No, that's right. I mean, two things. One, the Detroit Public Schools has been under attack under Engler. I mean, if you look at what happened under Burnley and Robert Bob, I mean, there's a whole history of the state of Michigan messing up the DPS. But more than that, what people fail to realize, and you make a great point, education is not a private corporation. This is about children. And you can't stabilize the educational system without dealing with the lives and the families and the neighborhoods that the children live in. If I live out in the suburbs and I go to private school, $20,000 on my education, I come home, no potholes, I come home, there are police, there's fire, there are lights, there aren't drugs everywhere. I mean, that's a different kind of learning environment, both in the home and in the school. We must deal with the fact that state government has destroyed DPS and has also created the conditions to dismantle the very neighborhoods and shipping jobs through our trade policy from Michigan to Mexico, attacking manufacturing and collective bargaining. And so if we don't get families employed, if we don't stabilize neighborhoods, if we don't respect elected representation, if we don't reinvest in the infrastructure, this will not stand. We're going to destroy the very future and the resource in the state of Michigan.
We are just out of time, Reverend Bullock. We'll look forward to having you on next Friday as our regular segment begins. Thanks for your time.
This traffic report is brought to you by McDonald's.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look out on your roads. Thankfully, there are no accidents to report this time. Traffic is flowing very well this morning, so that's good news. My name's Tim, and that's your Total Traffic Update.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a 20-piece Chicken McNuggets. That's 20 tender, juicy Chicken McNuggets made with white meat for just $4.99 as part of the extra value menu. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring, drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671. In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
I have plenty of problems to solve. Joining me now is one of my favorite people. Mike Thompson from the Detroit Free Press is the editorial cartoonist and blogger. And, well, we're here to talk about that and a whole lot more. Mike, happy holidays to you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, happy holidays to you, Tony, and to all your listeners, too.
What an interesting commentary. You did a great cartoon, editorial cartoon recently in the Freep. And it says top CEOs have launched a campaign to combat what they see as excessive spending on the social safety net. And we've got it. If we don't have it posted to Facebook, we will, because I'm not going to be able to give it justice. But the cartoon, the balloon in the cartoon is, I'm launching a campaign to combat excessive spending on first aid and fire extinguishers. Sweet God, Mike, where's the disconnect here?
You know, the cartoon itself was about this, the campaign to fix the debt, and I think this is an outfit that your readers are really going to want to pay attention to as the debate over the so-called fiscal cliff turns forward. It was started this past summer by Alan Simpson, the Republican senator from Wyoming, and Erskine Bowles, the Democrat from North Carolina, and I think you remember them from the Erskine Bowles presidential commission to fix the debt that blew up and went nowhere. And it started out without a lot of fanfare, but since it's enlisted the support of some pretty major hitters in the business world. And if you go to the Fix the Debt website, the CEO Fiscal Leadership Council includes names like, you know, Richard Anderson, the CEO of Delta Airlines, Steve Ballmer, CEO of Microsoft, Lloyd Blankenfein, CEO of Goldman Sachs, you know, Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase and something. CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase. And I've read that they have about, this Fix the Debt organization has about 80 CEOs backing their agenda. So you might ask, why are all these CEOs climbing on board? And the Institute for Policy Studies, they released a report that summed up Fix the Debt as a quote, business-driven initiative using the so-called fiscal cliff as cover for tax changes that would damage our economy. They called it, a Trojan horse for massive corporate tax breaks.
Because we need that. God knows that solves the problem. We had a conversation yesterday, and it spilled over onto our Facebook page throughout the day yesterday and then onto the show today. This idea that there are entitlements that need to be cut. You heard me say in the introduction before I brought you on that one of my listeners says we need to start framing that a little differently. These are earned benefits. And they are, Mike, earned benefits. This idea that we'll somehow balance the budget by slashing Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, all the while leaving the most needy people in our country behind, and the disrespect that shows to generations of Americans that fought and literally died for the freedom that we currently enjoy, that somehow we need to penalize the middle class and those living in poverty, to continue to penalize them for just trying to live a decent and satisfied life. Mike, where have we gone wrong?
That's a tough question. You know, and here's the maddening thing about Fix the Debt. The cuts in Social Security that they are proposing aren't about balancing the budget. CNN Money looked at their proposal, and they broke it down into three areas. They said, one, the first thing that Fix the Debt crowd is calling for is that they want the repatriation of foreign profits. They want to be able to take the profits that they've earned overseas and bring them back here into this country. And the second point they brought up was that they want to extend the Bush tax cut. And the third point they brought up was how they propose to pay for all of this. Do you care to hazard a guess as to how they propose to pay for all of this?
I want to guess somehow taxing the middle class.
No, cutting Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare.
All right, but here...
So this isn't even about balancing the budget. This is about finding a way to cover the cost of yet another round of massive tax cuts for those at the top.
At what level, before we get to the phones, at what level do people not understand that Social Security doesn't affect our debt?
Yeah, it's funded by the payroll tax. And, when you have $60 million in the bank and can, say anything you want, you can confuse a lot of people.
And they've done a very, very good job of that. All right, we're going to go to the phone. Folks, if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595. My guest again, Mike Thompson, editorial cartoonist and blogger for the Detroit Free Press. You can, of course, find everything he does at freep.com. Stephen Monroe joins us now. Happy holidays to you, my friend. What's on your mind?
Merry Christmas to you, Tony, and hi to Mike.
Hello.
I gotta admit, Tony, I'm kind of frustrated. Again, going back to these quote-unquote entitlement programs, you're entitled to the money that you paid into these programs. No question there. The bigger question is, are you entitled to more than you paid in, or you can even stretch it, are you entitled to less? And the fact is that most people that are getting Social Security or getting Medicare payments are getting more out than they paid into the system. When you have something like that, that is an entitlement, Tony, and that's just how it is.
No, that's not just how it is, Steve. I'm still going to go back to earn benefits. Thanks for the call, Steve. Mike, I'm going to let you comment on that, but it seems to me that if I'm paying into something I don't control the cost of, and that cost continues to increase, well, that's not my fault, and I should not be penalized because whoever the powers that be can't seem to rein that cost in. Is that really the obligation of the consumer to have to then at some point say, well, listen, you legitimately, you know, we take exponentially, we take a look at what you did. You really only paid 63% into what you're going to get out of it, so we're only going to pay 63%. That wasn't the promise that was made, Mike Thompson.
Yeah, you're right. It's sort of like having homeowner's insurance, right? I mean, if your home burns down, it's going to cost several hundred thousand dollars to replace, perhaps. Now, you haven't paid several hundred thousand dollars in insurance over the time you've had your home. But, you know, there's a very easy fix for the Social Security problem, and that is to raise the cap from $106,000. Right now, everyone in America pays Social Security tax, the payroll tax, on their first $106,000. After that, any income is not taxed on that through the Social Security tax. So, I mean, if we want to solve Social Security, we raise that limit to, I don't know, $250,000, and the problem's solved.
And it really is solved. Mike, how many years have we been having that argument? And, we're going to put this squarely on both political parties. This isn't a Republican problem or a Democrat problem. This is a political problem. They ignore it.
Yeah, it, I sense your frustration at. I completely agree.
I understand. And let me just read your words. This is from the blog at the Free Press. It says, balancing the budget is going to require a combination of spending cuts and tax increases. It's going to be painful and nobody's going to emerge happy. But we should begin the process by requiring sacrifice from those with means who are in a financial position to make a sacrifice. That is pure common sense, and maybe that's the problem, Mike Thompson. Maybe you're just being too logical.
Well, I doubt that, but it really is maddening when you talk about the people who are most able to make the sacrifice. And the topic of the blog post was fix the debt, and these guys aren't talking about sacrifice. They're talking about getting even more. They want to extend the Bush tax cuts. They want to be able to repatriate profits that they've earned overseas and bring them back into the country tax free. And so the organization, it talks about debt reduction, but it sounds more like a way for CEOs to just use their wealth and influence to their advantage.
Sounds like an entitlement, doesn't it, Mike Thompson?
Yeah, amazing. It certainly does,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Mike, stay with us. We've got to take a quick break. Stay with us. We'll come back and continue our conversation. Mike Thompson, the editorial cartoonist, award-winning editorial cartoonist and blogger with the Detroit Free Press, is my guest. 888-552-3595. We'll be back.
Hello, it's Lori Lamoran from Planned Parenthood, wishing all of the listeners a wonderful and blessed holiday season.
On 1310 WDTW.
Recently on First Shift.
Welcome, Tom in Detroit.
The one gentleman, the rich ultra-billionaire, that, as you called it, wasted $140 million, and it would have been better to give it to the poor. What do you think, where do you think that $140 million went? What happened to it? Did he just burn it? The money is spent on advertisement, hotels, anything to do. That money is spent. It put people to work. That money wasn't just, they didn't just burn it.
Oh, so now Sheldon Adelson's a job creator. That's what you're saying.
It sure certainly is.
First Shift with Tony Trivia
on 1310 WDTW.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Credit card overworked?
Mine too. That's why I'm entering the holiday shopping giveaway at SweetJack.com. If you win, SweetJack will overnight a Visa gift card loaded with $5,000 to pay for your holiday shopping. What gift would you buy yourself? Enter the holiday shopping giveaway now at SweetJack.com to get your gifts on Jack.
No purchase necessary.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hi, Tony Truffiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized. You are tuned in to WDTW, 1310 AM, and it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Truffiano.
I am Tony Truffiano. Mike Thompson with me. He is the award-winning editorial cartoonist and blogger for the Detroit Free Press. We're talking about an initiative funded to the tune of $60 million from CEOs who are looking for a $134 billion tax break. I'm going to tell you, if we were to kind of frame this as a family, Mama and Daddy didn't raise you to be this way. This would be evil behavior, and you'd all get grounded if you acted this way in your own homes. Yet here they are. And Mike, as you pointed out in the blog posts, these are people that are saying that fixing Social Security somehow solves our debt problem, which we've already determined it doesn't do. They're the same CEOs that have fattened their own pensions and underfunded their own retirement accounts for their employees. I mean, the hypocrisy here is overwhelmingly offensive.
Yeah, and it's not just that. I mean, these are the same CEOs whose companies benefit mightily from defense contracts and, you know, a whole list of other government programs, and they're not talking about cutting any of that. The real focus of Fix the Debt is to go after the so-called entitlements, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, as a way not to fix the debt, but to basically offset the cost of another corporate tax break.
You know, it seems to me that we continue to have the wrong conversation. Mike, last week on the program, we did a segment with the Michigan League for Public Policy on some nonpartisan numbers that showed that the wealthy are certainly getting wealthier. The poor are getting poorer, and the middle class is legitimately shrinking. These are not made-up numbers. These are not my liberal mind playing tricks on me. This is the reality of what's happening in this country. I do agree we have some serious issues that we need to resolve. I also agree that it's going to take sacrifice from everybody. But let's talk about, the 98%, 95% of the country that has continued to sacrifice. And what do they get for it? They get penalized. They get criticized. Look what Mayor Bing did yesterday on CNN, Mike Thompson. He talks about, employees of the city that have an entitlement mentality, and that the only way to solve the problems is to, force people to move closer to the center of his universe. The disconnect here, again, it continues to be offensive, but we can't solve problems if we can't have a real discussion about everyone paying whatever that fair share is. And, some of these CEOs with Fix the Debt have said that they would be willing to pay more, but I don't think we're ever going to agree on a definition of fair share.
Yeah, and I think what makes just when you take a step back and look at deficit reduction, what makes it so maddening is we just had an election, right? The American people spoke. And they elected President Obama, and President Obama was not vague about what he wanted to do. He was very clear about the fact that he wanted to end the tax cuts for the top 1%. And yet here we are less than 1 month later, with the masters of the universe. They actually had a meeting this week with Obama in the White House, and they met with congressional leaders as well. And here they are trying to, relitigate, if you will, the results of the election and what the American people said they wanted when they reelected President Obama.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to use the word disconnect because there is a disconnect. I'm continually watching what both sides are saying. The Republicans continue, Mike Thompson, to insist that they have some kind of, psychic intuition about what the American people have really said as opposed to what they really did say. I suggested, and I know you get your fair share of hate mail, Mike. I know you do because you're being honest and people don't like honesty. I said on the show day before yesterday that as borrowing is at a historic low, that we should finish what we started in Obama's first term. Let's go out and let's start rebuilding our communities. Let's do our infrastructure. Let's build our energy grid. Let's go out and borrow the money and do that now. Let's take a little that would be painful, but it would pay off. It's an investment. It would put people back to work. It would be a revenue creator for the government. I'm telling you, almost death threats from saying that.
Yeah, normally in a capitalist society, and I'm a dyed-in-the-wool capitalist, but you would expect the business community to be creating jobs and growing the economy. I mean, after all, they've gotten tax cuts for 30 years now. They're sitting on a pile of cash, $2 trillion, but they're not spending. They're not creating jobs. And if they're not going to create jobs, and if these tax cuts aren't going to pay off as promised, well, what do we do to grow the economy? It's sort of similar to the same criticism of Obama's stimulus plan. I mean, if Obama hadn't stepped in, we were losing 800,000 jobs a month. I mean, think about the consequences.
It's interesting. Senator Debbie Stabenow that puts before the Senate not that long ago, 3-4, maybe 5 months ago, a package, a bill that said that if we allow corporations to repatriate their profits, their foreign profits, for a tax break. Now, it wouldn't be a free tax break, but it would be a tax break that we would allow them to do that. But in return for that, they would have to create jobs. Republicans turned that down. They turned it down. They flat refused. They filibustered it is what they did. So anytime we have an idea that maybe makes a little bit of sense, it's got to be attached with this ideology that you just said it perfectly, Mike Thompson. We just had an election, and the electorate spoke and said, you know what, we don't want to play the game the way you folks play it anymore. You're right. President Obama didn't hide what he was looking to do. He was actually quite progressive in this campaign, and America voted for progressive change. I'm tired, Mike. I need to see change.
Yeah, I think you're not alone, but I think there was a glimmer of hope after the election that, okay, the message has been sent to, the obstructionists in the Republican Party that the American people are pretty tired of it. And, we're not weeks out from the results of that election, and it's already starting back again.
Yeah, well, it is already starting back again because God knows 3 weeks is just too much time. Before we have to, we're not going to solve all these problems today. I do appreciate you pointing this out. I'm glad I'm not getting your email because mine's intense enough, but I'm sure you're getting some doozies. In the meantime, Mike, we'll have you back on soon. Everything's posted up on the Facebook page. Go check it out. Mike, if we don't talk to you before the holidays, have a Merry Christmas, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, sure, of course, Tony, and Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners, too. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Mike Thompson, award-winning editorial cartoonist and blogger for the Detroit Free Press. Quick break here.
This traffic report is brought to you by the one and only Honey Baked.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look out on your roads. Thankfully, there are no accidents to report this time. Traffic is flowing very well this morning, so that's good news. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
You love that one-of-a-kind taste of honey-baked ham. But have you tasted our turkey breast? With a new recipe and the sweet, crunchy glaze you love, our honey-baked turkey breast could be the beginning of a brand new holiday tradition. For coupons and to find a store near you, visit honeybakedfoods.com.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Before A Damn Yankee played on Sweet Home Alabama, before Free Bird was one of the greatest songs of all time, and before we made our gym teacher's name famous. That's right, you heard us, Lynyrd Skynyrd on the radio.
Radio, you hear it here first.
Put your loved one back in control of their life. Freedom from the suffering of addiction is just a phone call away. Call Narcanon at 1-800-468-6933 or log on to stopaddiction.com. That's Narcanon at 1-800-468-6933. Call now.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring, drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5022.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
In negotiating the deal with the state, the city was told to use Miller Canfield Law Firm. They had Miller Canfield on the state side and Miller Canfield on the city side negotiating this bond deal. Well, Tony, what typically happens when a municipality gets bonds from the MFA, negotiated bonds, they get that money. They get access to that money. But in this case, Tony, in this unique situation, the state said, I don't want the city to have access to its own money. This is the city money, since I'm a Detroit citizen, we're paying taxes or we're paying interest on that borrowed money right now, the $137 million. But Dillon said, I don't want the city to have access to this money. Even the Michigan Finance Authority, Tony, said they didn't have a problem with the city having access to the money. It was Andy Dillon who said, I want them to have to come to me to get permission to use the money.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tribbiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano on Facebook. And also follow. Follow us at Tony Tribbiano on Twitter.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Tribbiano right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this top of the hour NBC News.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dirk Van Moore. High stakes haggling on Capitol Hill as the clock ticks down on fiscal cliff talks. NBC's Tracy Pott says it's all about taxes.
The House is back today. That means conservative Republicans who insist the wealthy keep this year's tax breaks could put the squeeze on their own party.
President Obama and House Speaker Boehner are pressing each other on where to make spending cuts. Egypt is facing a political cliff. Expect more protests today over President Mohamed Morsi's absolute powers. NBC's Ayman Mohyeldin in Cairo.
A similar protest that took place last week left at least 8 people dead as rival members of the two protests clashed outside the presidential palace.
On Wall Street, stocks set for a higher open with the Fed expected to launch another round of stimulus. And that Rocky Mountain High is legal now, thanks to Colorado's voter-approved amendment legalizing the recreational use of marijuana. Still a federal crime, though, so the pot laws remain out of joint. This is NBC News Radio. The Pentagon is praising that heroic Navy SEAL killed while rescuing a kidnapped doctor in Afghanistan. NBC's Jim Mikleshevsky.
Petty Officer Nicholas Check was a member of the Navy's elite special operations, SEAL Team 6. The 28-year-old was a highly decorated 10-year Navy veteran.
He was shot as U.S. Special Forces moved in to rescue Dr. Dilip Joseph, kidnapped by the Taliban while on a humanitarian mission. Folks in the southeast cleaning up this morning after tornadoes ripped through the Gulf states, at least 6 twisters touching down in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida. A yes for amnesty in a new survey that says Americans nearly 2-1 favor an immigration overhaul that would give illegals a path to citizenship. And Starbucks lovers, it's one way to get more of that cup of joe, a latte more. The coffee giant offering the $450 charge card just in time for the holidays for that jobaholic in the family. I'm Dirk Van, NBC News Radio.
Narrowman, one of our vendors just called.
That's nice, Mr. Fernwell.
We owe him for a job that closed 8 months ago.
Yeah, Susan, the office manager, owes me for lunch last week.
The accounting team is swamped, Narrowman. Call Bob from Account Temps. Bob knows our accounting system inside out and can step right in so we can get caught up without all this overtime.
Maybe Bob can help me collect from Susan.
Be flexible, work smarter with Account Temps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers. A Robert Half company. Learn more at AccountTemps.com.
Give a garden. You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you. Give a garden.
It's that time of year when companies begin issuing forecasts for 2013, and this morning job tracker Manpower is issuing its outlook for U.S. jobs the first 3 months of next year. 17% of U.S. employers tell Manpower they plan to add jobs in the first quarter, 8% plan to cut. Both numbers are on the low side because of all the uncertainty surrounding the possible fiscal cliff. The film hasn't even been released yet, and already there's a battle involving hobbits. A Los Angeles judge has blocked release of the film Age of the Hobbits. It's a mockbuster, a cheap knockoff movie designed to coincide with the debut of a sure hit. Some people are confused and go for the wrong film or get caught up in the real film's wave of popularity. That is improper, argued Warner Brothers, which is releasing the real Hobbit film. The judge agrees with Warner Brothers. Stock futures right now slightly higher. S&P futures up 2, NASDAQ futures up 6. Almost no movement for international stock markets as they wait for any resolution on the fiscal cliff. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
how can I help you?
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
that's not in our policy, sir.
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
your business is extremely important to us.
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you, and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. Your money needs an ally. Member FDIC.
Hiya, Fred.
Hello, Beth.
You seen Eddie?
Yeah, he's in my workshop picking out tools to borrow.
Well, tell him I took the car to the Parts Plus Car Care Center for service.
So he'll be carless? Well, I hope he doesn't want me to run him around doing errands.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've got him rebuilding the handrail on the back step.
Oh, there goes my good soul.
He'll be busy with that all afternoon. And besides, Parts Plus won't keep me long. They never do.
Now hurry back.
For the location nearest you, go to PartsPlus.com.
Merriman, one of our vendors just called.
That's nice, Mr. Fernwell.
We owe him for a job that closed 8 months ago.
Yeah, Susan, the office manager, owes me for lunch last week.
The accounting team is swamped, Norman. Call Bob from Accountemps. Bob knows our accounting system inside out and can step right in so we can get caught up without all this overtime.
Maybe Bob can help me collect from Susan.
Be flexible, work smarter with Accountemps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers. A Robert Half company. Learn more at Accountemps.com.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are, are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
And good morning, everybody. I am Tony Trupiano. A pleasure to be with you on a historic day here at the state capitol. Now, our original plan was to be live from State Representative Harvey Santana's office. We ran into some difficulties there. Conspiracy theories aside, it matters not. Chris Savisa, Harvey's chief of staff, was nice enough to run all over town and found us a place to broadcast the show from the Central United Methodist Church. And we want to thank Senior Pastor Ronald Brooks for graciously allowing us to be here this morning. And obviously, there is going to be a great deal of activity as we work through the day. We will have some guests. I encourage your participation in this broadcast. If you're on your way to the state capitol, give us a call. If you can't be here but want to help us in spirit, to give a little pep talk, give us a call, 888-552-3595. With that said, we do have some guests. The legislative caucus will begin at 9 o'clock, and the actual session will begin at 10 o'clock this morning. At this point, we do not know when the right-to-work bills will be introduced and when they will be voted on. We already know what the result there will be. What we don't know quite yet is what the governor is going to do. For those of you that have not been following the news, the congressional delegation met with Governor Snyder yesterday, all the Democrats and Senator Levin, and asked him at the very most to veto the legislation, at the very least to remove the appropriations so that we could actually take this to a vote of the people. This is going to be a very intense day. I can tell you that just after 7 o'clock this morning, there are already hundreds, if not thousands, of people walking the streets, very anxious, very up, very high, and will, of course, be here to witness it and bring you a complete show tomorrow, of course. Now, I'm happy to tell you that I will be emceeing one of the rallies today. It'll be at 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Capitol. So if you're coming up, plan to stay for the day, and we'll look forward to all of that. Anyway, let me turn my attention now to Chris Savisa. Chris is the chief of staff to State Representative Harvey Santana. Chris, first of all, let me thank you for your hospitality since we got here yesterday. You have been nothing but a mention. I can't thank you enough for everything you've done.
Well, you're very welcome.
You're going to have to get right on top of that microphone.
You are most welcome, Tony. Whenever Representative Santana and his...
Go ahead. I know. Go ahead.
Whatever our office can do to help the union movement in this hour of need, we're happy to do it.
Are you getting him yet, Kevin? You can't hear him at all. Okay. Well, we're gonna work on the microphone, and then we will get back to Chris. There you go, Chris. You can share my microphone for right now, and go ahead and talk to me, Anthony. It's okay. It was off? Oh, the microphone was off, Chris. So technical difficulties, like a switch that says on and off. That's on us, though. That's on us.
Look, I feel like we're out in Downers Grove, New Jersey.
Yeah, we're still not getting them. So Let's try this. Go ahead now.
I feel like we're out in Downers Grove, New Jersey in 1939 waiting for the Martians to land. The whole town here is just brimming with anticipation. As you said, hundreds if not thousands of people already, and I know Representative Santana and our office, we're willing to do anything we can to help the union movement and the people of Michigan in this great hour of need.
Well, what's nice about that, Chris, is it's not like Harvey waited, or Representative Santana waited till today to be that friend of labor. He has always been a friend to labor, always been a friend of the middle class, always making sure that his constituents come first. You know, he understands where he comes from, and he's very proud of where he comes from, and so it's... You know, he's certainly a shining example of what happens when we elect the right people to do the right job. I understand his frustration. We've talked about this on the air. People don't know that you're in studio with us most of the time when Representative Santana's on the show. This is his life. He's not a legislator. This is his life. He happens to be a state rep.
Well, you know, it's funny because every summer when we knock doors, whether it's an election year or not, Harvey believes in meeting the constituents. There's a man over near Rouge Park by the name of James Brown. And the first time we went to his house, I told Harvey, I says, you know, they used to call James Brown the hardest working man in show business. And I took a picture of James Brown and Harvey Santana at the same time. And I thought, well, this kind of goes together, the hardest working man in show business and the hardest working man in Lansing.
Yeah.
So it fits. And Harvey has been a friend of the union movement, as you said, from day one. Every single vote he's cast has been in the right direction.
You know, let me ask you, because you are certainly part of the machinery that the heart of the machinery that runs your office. What kind of response are you getting, phone calls and letters about this issue?
Every single email, every single phone call, every single letter we have has told us to preserve the rights of working people in this state and to fight the right to work. Every single one. We haven't had one person telling us to support right to work. And I don't know the numbers, 40, 50, but every single person wants these rights protected.
Well, and Chris, this just happens to align with your personal beliefs. We should let people know you are a former school teacher. In fact, spent many, many years in the classroom. And in fact, you are Representative Santana's government teacher.
Well, I spent 33 and a half years in Detroit Public Schools, and I was the DFT building rep for the last 23. So my union credentials are long and I hope valid. I did teach Harvey in 1989 and 90, 2 years. I think 1 year was American history, the other year was American government. And I love to tell the story of the movie Camelot. If you've ever seen Camelot with Richard Harris, at the end of the movie, King Arthur has his army at Lancelot's castle, and they're about to go to war, and the whole thing's going to turn to manure, let us say, and thousands of men are going to die for nothing. And a 10-year-old boy is hiding in the rushes, and Arthur hears him and says, "Come out there, young man, come out." And he comes out. And Arthur says, "What are you doing here?" He says, "I've come to fight for the Round Table." And Arthur says, "What do you know about the Round Table?" And he says, "Oh, I know that might for right and good for the people." And Arthur realizes that even though all these men are going to die, that his message has been heard by a new generation. And at the end, Arthur turns to another king and he says, "There you go. Some of the drops in the ocean do shine." And I've always thought that's Harvey. You know, I've taught thousands of children over the years, and some of those drops do shine, and that makes me feel good.
Absolutely, and you should be very proud of your student and now your friend and Harvey Santana. You know, interestingly, I often, and I know you listen to the show, and I appreciate that, I often talk about electing people who are like us, that walk in our shoes, that have had our jobs, that understand our plight, And again, Representative Harvey Santana is one of those people. If we were electing more people like Harvey and not more people like Jay Spolger, those that come from great wealth, those that don't understand what it's like to have a work ethic, what it's like to have to struggle growing up, people that don't understand that, I don't think can properly represent us, Chris. And that's just my personal opinion, but it's something that I talk about a lot.
Well, when I taught government, Tony, I used to point out to the kids how over half the people there were attorneys. And there's certainly nothing wrong with an attorney. We all need a good attorney when the time calls for it. But I always thought we need more waitresses. We need more truck drivers. We need more mechanics. We need more radio personalities. We need these people in government because they know what it's like to pay the bills. They know what it's like to not be able to pay the bills. And Harvey was an urban planner for 10 years. He worked in the private sector. He wasn't a government employee. He knows what it's like. And when he goes knocking on those doors in the district and he talks to people and people tell him about how their house is underwater in terms of mortgage, how they simply have payments of $1,000 a month and their house is worth maybe $8,000 total.
Right.
Those are things that I think a good representative and a good senator should always have at the forefront of their mind when they cast
their
votes.
Well, you'd like to think so. You know, interestingly, yesterday, President Obama was in Redford, as you know, and gave a wonderful speech, and he also spoke against right to work in a very passionate way, which we appreciate. But we need to talk a little bit about the fiscal cliff, because one of the things that realistically could happen, if they don't come to a deal, the average American, and that means the average Michigander's taxes are going to go up $2,200 a year. Factor in right to work, which is if it goes in under immediate effect, and I'm still not sure if it will or not, we could see a reduce in hourly wage, and couple that with a tax hike of $2,200, not to mention that the majority of Governor Snyder's tax plan takes effect this year. And so all of a sudden, Chris, we may find ourselves making less money and having to pay more in taxes and have nothing to show for it.
You had Dr. Laffer from the University of Oregon on your show a few months ago. And one of the things he said is, if you look at the 10 fast-growing economies in the states, 9 out of 10 of those are not in right-to-work states.
Absolutely.
Why does Michigan want to join that list?
Well, that's a great question. We need to take a quick break. Chris Savisa is with me. I would love to hear from you. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. Let's take a quick break, and we will be back right after this from the state capitol.
Hey, it's Joe, and I'm just hoping that all the listeners at First Shift have a great holiday season and carry it on to a happy new year.
On 1310,
WDTW.
This traffic report is brought to you by the one and only Honey Baked.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
There's an accident on your right shoulder, I-94 westbound after 12 Mile Road. Also, slow-moving traffic, I-94 westbound between Little Mac Ave and Gratiot Ave. Besides that, your roadways are looking really good this morning. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
Only honey-baked hams and turkey breasts are fire-glazed and slow-smoked, and only honey-baked makes the holidays this delicious and convenient. With new honey-baked express locations in Auburn Hills, Lapeer, and Waterford. For more honey-baked express locations or a store near you, visit honey-baked. Foods.com.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trivano.
I believe we can keep the promise of our founding. The idea that if you're willing to work hard, it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from or what you look like or where you love. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Native American or young or old or rich or poor, able, disabled, gay or straight. You can make it here in America.
On 1310 WDTW. You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show. Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595. Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back indeed. It is 22 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, historic Tuesday morning. I am live from the state capitol broadcasting from the Central United Methodist Church. The senior pastor, Ronald Brooks, if he were here, I'd hug the guy. We had technical difficulties in the office building. Had to move quickly. Chris Savisa, who is sitting with me, I don't know how he did it, but he found this building, and here we are, so we're grateful for that. We are going to go to the phones, Chris, and we want to welcome Ariel in Detroit to First Shift, and good morning, Ariel. Solidarity to you, my brother.
Long time no see. How you doing? Good to hear from you again, brother.
What's going on, buddy? Yes, I hear you.
Yeah. Okay. As far as this rights of work issue, okay, I've never seen such a more deplorable, more heinous act in my entire life. Okay, I've always knew that the conservatives were underhanded. Not all of them, but the more extremists were underhanded. But to do stuff like this is beyond cowardly. I don't know how to describe it. This whole, as you know, Detroit area this whole state has had a problem with culture and race for the longest time. There was the riots of 43, there was the riots of 67, and now with this Right to Work Act, with Snyder passing the way he has, he's shown that A, he has no regard for working people, working class people. B, he has no regard for minorities. And C, he has no regard for anyone who is not rich. Snyder, I think he's worse than the likes of Romney. I mean, the guy's a dictator, so.
No, at least, Ariel, I appreciate your comments, and at least Mitt Romney had faith on his side. Chris, I hear Ariel's frustration. I feel his frustration. We still have a race problem in the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan and the country. These are issues that we ignore, and it's interesting, as there are so many things we could do to lift society, to lift us out of poverty, to continue to provide opportunity. We have a legislature, both at the state level and the federal level, that are about taking away, not adding. And this just makes no sense.
Tony, the big problem is government is supposed to serve the needs of the people. And one of those needs is economic justice. Another is social justice. And when you look at something like right to work, when you look at something as the emergency manager in Detroit, a great Republican, Abraham Lincoln, said we have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And the sad thing is that some of the Republicans these days have forgot the first two-thirds of that formula. We don't have a government of the people or by the people.
No, we have a government of the corporations, yes, by the corporations.
That's right.
You know, and think about it, before we get to the next caller, think about the devastation of Citizens United, Chris. And it is now seeped into every pore that's available that infiltrates and pollutes the political process. Not to say that Democrats haven't benefited in some way from that, but we know the vast majority of those monies are going to Republicans, are going to those that have ideas that are not congruent with yours, that are not congruent with mine. You've raised a family. I've raised a family. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed at some level of what's happening politically. 888-552-3595. We really want your interaction this morning as we work our way through this historic day here at the state capitol. Let us go back to the phones and welcome Ken to First Shift. Ken, thanks for punching in this morning. Happy holidays. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm distraught. I don't know. I heard you. I've been listening to you on iHeartRadio a little ways because you can't get a progressive talk radio on the radio, so you got to do it on the smartphone and pay the cost for it. But I don't know. I heard you say that it's going to be a long fight and this and that, but then I also heard you say that, you know, Snyder's going to sign it. And I mean, I guess I'm just ignorant to the process. But what is there? I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but I'm distraught. I don't know what. I'm embarrassed. I don't know.
You shouldn't be embarrassed. Ken, don't go anywhere. Stay with me. First of all, you shouldn't be embarrassed. And you're not being a Debbie Downer. I think you're asking some profoundly important questions. Yes. If it does pass today, and when and if the governor signs it, which is what we are expecting to happen, that may be a challenge. But as I've been saying repeatedly, that today is the beginning of a process, not the end of the process. And so there are lots of different tacks that we can take to reverse this. We just have to stay strong. And as I said yesterday, Ken, and I'll say it again today, I don't even want people showing up today if they think this is just about today. I need people that are going to be with us for the long haul because we understand what we need to do. And what we need to do is elect some people that actually represent our point of view. There are going to be legal challenges to this. There are going to be constitutional challenges to right to work. I promise you, Ken, this is far from over.
Okay. Well, I mean, how many states that have gone this way have been able to overcome it and turn it around?
I don't know that anybody's really ever. Well, I'm just being honest, and I thank you, Ken, for the call. I appreciate it. I'm just being honest. I don't know. No state has ever turned it around, but I don't know that the states have tried to turn it around. That's another part of the issue. But no state, and Chris, no state is uniquely like Michigan. I mean, the modern-day labor movement was born literally, you know, an hour from where we're sitting right now. In fact, this afternoon at the 4 o'clock rally that I am emceeing, there's going to be a Flint sit-down striker that was there. He's going to be there this afternoon. Imagine the stories he can tell.
Well, you know, I taught at Chadsey High School, and two blocks away from Chadsey High School is the community hall where in 1932 thousands of people marched from that community hall to the Rouge plant where the people were savagely beaten. Four people died, and 60,000 people attended their funeral in Detroit. 5 years later, we had the infamous Battle of the Overpass where Walter Reuther and others were viciously beaten because they wanted union rights. You know, Tony, sometimes you got to get slapped upside the head to get your attention. And I think one of the things that's happened is that a lot of people are taking for granted what unions have given us. And we forget the blood that was shed. We forget the people that died. We forget the sacrifices that were made. Perhaps Governor Snyder has done us, in a weird, perverted way, a service. He has slapped us upside the head. And now we're going to have to get out in the streets. We're going to have to get in the courts. We're going to have to organize. We're going to have to campaign. And maybe once again, new generations will discover what it means to fight for economic justice and social justice and the union movement as the linchpin that holds all that together.
Val, thank you for those words. I mean, that's, man, you couldn't have said it better. All right, we're going to take another quick break here. I didn't want to invite your calls, 888-552-3595. Very quickly, because I really appreciated Ken's call. I feel his pain. I truly do. You know.
Well, yeah, your heart has to go out to people like that, because to tell you the truth, he sounded lost, Tony. No. He really sounded lost.
And he's not alone.
And we have to tell him that there's direction to be taken.
And there is hope. There is hope. All right, let's take a quick break. We're live from the Central United Methodist Church here in Lansing, Michigan. Again, our thanks to Senior Pastor Ronald Brooks. A quick break here. 888-552-3595. First Shift continues right after we do this.
This is John Filo from the Sugar Law Center for Economic and Social Justice in Detroit, Michigan, wishing everybody out there listening, Tony and all the folks at the station, a warm and happy holiday.
On 1310 WDTW.
This traffic report brought to you by Xfinity Internet.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We have an accident to report blocking all lanes except the right lane. M10 The Lodge, Northwestern Highway, northbound near West Grand Boulevard. Also, a multi-vehicle accident on the off-ramp, I-696 eastbound at Mound Road. And slow-moving traffic, I-696 westbound between Van Dyke Ave and I-75. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
Xfinity Internet, where all of our lanes are fast lanes. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Sign up today by calling 1-800-XFINITY.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
I am Tony Truppiano. He is Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299.
And it just goes to show that boots on the ground and people at the voting polls, no matter if you make them stay 8-9 hours, this is America, and they tried voter suppression to keep people in line for 8-9 hours, elderly people. And you know what? They stood in line.
That's right.
They said, you're not going to steal this election from me. They tried to do everything in their power. Big money tried to do everything in their power. You can bet them 1%er sat home and got an absentee ballot and voted. They never waited in no line. Them guys wouldn't stand in line for a cup of coffee.
On 1310 WDTW.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671. Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
We want to hear from you. Interact with First Shift. Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page. Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595. Now, back to the show and Tony.
And welcome back. A pleasure to be with you. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock, I am joined now by State Representative Diane Slavens, who is one of the real heroes in our legislature right now. You know, we were talking with Chris Savisa. And first of all, welcome and happy holidays to you. You look beautiful today. I see you're wearing red.
Thank you. Absolutely. For solidarity.
Appreciate
we're all
that.
In red.
Absolutely. We were talking with the Representative Santana's Chief of Staff in the last segment. We got a caller. I was telling you during the break, Ken. And Ken, I'm sure you're still listening. And he was despondent. He was very, very upset, and he's looking for hope. And you, the first words out of your mouth is, vote in 14. You know, that really is one of the messages. There are other things that certainly people can do, but that really is an important message, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have to start today for 14, making sure people are paying attention and they get out to vote and they get their help volunteer. We get some good representation here in the state. So absolutely, we have to start today on working for 2014.
I know that you have been a friend of labor forever. This is not something new for you, as so many of the fine, passionate Democrats that serve in the state house are. To be in the minority, to know that some of you aren't even given a chance to speak on the House floor, to know that there's going to be no public discussion, to know that the majority of people, Representative Slavens, don't want this law, but knowing it's coming like a freight train. How do you deal with that? I mean, this has got to be difficult for you because you know this is not what your constituents want.
Right. It's very frustrating. We didn't have any committee hearing. They just rammed it out on the House floor. We had them read the substitute and vote on it. There's been no debate, the constituents, the people of the state of Michigan have not had a voice in this. And so we on the House floor have been adamant about speaking out as much as we can if we're not gaveled down. So it's become very frustrating. And I'm getting emails and phone calls all the time from constituents so frustrated. And so what I have to say to them is make sure you become more involved, vote in 14, pay attention to where you're spending your dollars. You know, the Republicans pushing, ramming all, and it's not just this legislation. There's a lot of bad legislation that's coming during lame duck. What we need to do, because they don't care about us and our families, they care about the mighty dollar. So we have to make sure we watch where we spend our dollars.
Yeah, we certainly do. We're going to come back to that. Would you mind taking a caller?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Representative Diane Slavens is with me. Let's welcome... actually, let's go to Laura, guys, because I know that she's got an announcement to make. Laura, welcome to First Shift. Nice. Oh, she's not on the air. She just wanted to let us know that they were leaving for the Capitol now. Okay, four buses full. That's wonderful. Let's go to Tommy in Midtown Detroit, then. Tommy, welcome to First Shift.
Hey, good morning. And I'm
good
about
morning.
To get in my car and head. I'm very, very well, sir. I'm about to head out to Lansing myself. And I want to encourage anybody that can to go ahead and join us out there. And that's just the beginning. And I feel, as a lifelong Michigan citizen, that what we need to do going forward is support our Democratic candidates and at the same time make sure that those same Democratic candidates are the ones that most vociferously go after the protect the interests of the people. I know as I'm 46 now, I remember in my 20s being asked to vote for milquetoast candidates from the Democratic side, like people who are trying to placate people that hate you. You know, we're not trying. We don't want like Republicans. We want real, real Democrats. And this is the perfect time for the Democrats to regather themselves and start to do what the Republicans do, which is they promote their firebrands. We need to promote our firebrands, the people who are actually the real Democrats, not the middle of the road trying to placate and make the Republicans happy type.
Well, Tommy, thank you for your call, first of all, and let me wish you happy holidays. You know, Representative Slavens, certainly, Tommy brings up a good point. Depending on the political agenda, it might be easier to be a soft R or a soft D or a hard R or a hard D. Well, this is a time for real people to step up. Do you feel, and you can again hear the passion in this caller. People are engaged. They're ready to go. Do you feel that this can bring the party together? Is this an opportunity to really bring the party together?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think this peaceful protest that we're going to be doing today and we will continue to do is definitely going to consolidate the Democrats and strengthen us.
You know, I want to remember, it was a year ago, maybe a little longer than that, you had tried to introduce a bunch of bills to make sure that there was fairness and that people weren't being overpaid and they weren't being over-benefited, and you were ignored repeatedly. Yet you came back time and time and time again. You tried to tie it to other legislation. You just wouldn't let go. And I think that's an unsung story, because without you, we would not have seen some of the reform that we've seen as it comes especially to our legislature. So thank you for having the courage to do that. But here you are again at a time of the year when everybody should be gearing up for the holidays and relaxing, getting ready. You're working harder today than you have in a long time, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we all are. And a lot of my constituents, a lot of citizens of the great state of Michigan are coming up here. Like I say, I've been getting emails, phone calls. I know my dad was a pipe fitter, local 636. My brother's a pipe fitter. He and many of his colleagues are on the road coming up here right now for peaceful protest. And hopefully their voices will be heard.
Oh, they will be heard. Today's going to be a big day. And I'm happy to say that I'll be emceeing the rally at 4 o'clock this afternoon outside the Capitol. I'm very excited about that. Let's take another caller. Let's welcome Earl in Ypsilanti. Earl, it's really nice to hear from you again, my union brother. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Tony. I'm trying to find some parking. You're seeing, like you said, hundreds of people in the streets already. The reason I'm calling is because It reaches my ears like fingernails on a chalkboard every time I hear the words right to work. Let's call it what it is. It's right to freeload. And we're hearing all these advertisements put out by the right talking about the freedom to work. And it sounds so flowery and so wonderful. Like, who would be opposed to that? When is labor going to answer with an education campaign and run radio and TV ads of their own? I'll listen to your answer off the air.
Well, thank you, Earl. I appreciate that. You know, Representative Slavens, one of the real challenges is those that are pro right to work or right to freeload, which is a great slogan, they have a lot of money, and they have money that our side just doesn't have. Whether the fight for Proposal 2 was right or wrong, it's behind us. Millions of dollars were spent on both sides, but 10-1 on the pro or on the anti-Prop 2 side, they can just continue to write checks. The DeVosses, the Koch brothers, and now we know that there is a connection to out-of-state money and what's happening here. It is a challenge for us because educating people is not easy.
That's correct, but that's why it's so important. We as Democrats, we put the feet to the ground. It's all grassroots. They do have the money. In fact, I recently read DeVos is willing to write a $6 million check to help any recall candidate because of this right to work. That's wrong. That's why we, the people, and there's more of us than them, need to get out and be a loud voice and march and protest.
Well, we've said, and we're going to be saying this a lot as we work through the day today and again yesterday and tomorrow, that this is the beginning of the process, that we need to stand up. We need to be proud of what we represent. We need to be unashamed to say what needs to be said. We need to challenge the status quo. I've encouraged people to find out where the Republicans are having coffee houses and town hall meetings and to show up. And the first question they have to ask them is, why did you vote for right to work? And I don't mean just in the next week or the next month, but in the next 10 months, in the next 2 years. We cannot let them forget that we're watching them.
That's right. That's right. And they keep saying right-to-work states have lower unemployment, higher income. That's false. They are giving so much false information. So I think it's very important that we question them.
We do have to question them. And with regard to educating, certainly this show, there will be other programs that do that. I can't fathom that labor won't find a way to come up with some money to do that as well. But, one of the challenges I had every day, especially with what we call the low information voters, something you're very familiar with, you can tell somebody something 100 times. It can be the absolute truth, but unless they've heard it on Fox News or on Rush Limbaugh, they just don't think it's true.
That's right. That's why I appreciate your show, because there are very few shows like yours where you are giving the other side.
And we do it factually. I mean, I'm constantly challenging people. If I say something that you think is improper, then, prove me wrong and I'll admit to it. It doesn't happen very often because I have a tendency to want to make sure that we make a difference every day, and I think that we do that. What do you expect today? I know that your caucus is at 9, session begins at 10. I know it's going to be a very busy day, and in fact, we're told that it may go well into the evening.
Yeah, we have a huge agenda that they sent out last night, a lot of second readings that will probably be pushed into third readings. And I anticipate a lot of peaceful protests. I know people are angry, but I know they're willing to stay peaceful.
Well, good. That's important. Representative Diane Slavens, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We will, hopefully we'll see you throughout the day, but in the meantime, I appreciate your leadership and your courage.
Well, thank you, Tony. Thank you so much for the show.
And
appreciate
go ahead and say hi to your son before you get off the air.
And hello to Patrick, who's home from graduate school.
All right, Patrick, nice to meet you. We're going to take a quick break here. State Representative John Swatowski, when we continue here on First Shift, please stay with us. Tony Truppiano wanting to wish all of you the happiest and most joyous of holiday season. Whether you celebrate the Christmas holiday or just celebrate the time of year, know that we here at First Shift care about you and wish you the very best.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Recently on First Shift,
Pastor Reverend D. Alexander Bullock.
If we're organized, then we can push the elected officials to represent the people, to make sure that resources are expanded and spread throughout the region in a way that is equitable and helpful for all people. We should have no child left behind, no community left behind. We should not have a race to the bottom, but there should be a floor for the poor and indeed a roof for the rich.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet.
Got something to tell Tony? We want to hear from you. Find our First Shift with Tony Truppiano Facebook page. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595. Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Now, back to the show and Tony.
And welcome back. I am Tony Truppiano. We are live from the state capitol. We are currently at the Central United Methodist Church, courtesy of Senior Pastor Ronald Brooks, who I can't thank enough for allowing us to be here this morning. Joining me now is State Representative John Spoltowski. And, John, I can't thank you enough for being here and for the leadership that you've been providing. I have to imagine, especially with the district that you represent, that you have a lot of angry people, not at you, but at the situation here.
People are, well, first, thanks for having me on again. I do appreciate it. People are frustrated. People are angry because they didn't see this coming. The governor for 2 years now, after he campaigned as a moderate, talked about positive, relentless action, talked about finding common solutions towards a better, reinventing Michigan, as he terms it. He did an about-face. He shed his costume of moderacy and, in my estimation, got put into a corner by Dick DeVos and other wealthy backers. And he lied to us. And that's where we're at. And I think that's really the frustration. If I could just tell you a quick story. I had a friend over my house Sunday night to watch the Lions game. He happens to work for the city of Warren. And he says to me, you know, I vote Republican all the time. But I will never vote Republican again at the local level. I just want the governor to leave me alone. I don't make a lot of money. But I don't make pennies. I work hard every day. I just want to be left alone. Let me be a part of my union. Let the union bargain for my wages and benefits, and let me go about my business.
That's a Republican.
He's a Republican. He believes in small government. Had the government out of my life.
Which is fine.
And you know, this is really a assault on our freedom, an economic freedom. Think about it. People should be able to enter in a contract with their employer and bargain for wages. Contracts are sacred in our body of law, and they should be. And the governor is really doing about face, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it is frustrating. Let's go to the phones and welcome Jamie in Clarkston to First Shift. Jamie, thanks for joining us this morning. You're on the air with Representative John Spoltowski.
Yeah. Good morning, Senator, and good morning, Tony. I'm not a bit surprised. I've got a bumper sticker that I've had since the spring of 2011 that said that right to work was wrong for Michigan. I've held on to that. I was in the recall trying to get him recalled. He never fooled us. Not for 1 minute did he fool us. I knew he would turn right around, and he even had the nerve to tell the people of Michigan yesterday that we were his customers. If he's got something to sell, I'm not buying it.
Oh, and God bless you.
I hope we all stick together this time and get something done in November. And me and my husband come up here in 63 from a right-to-work state, Mississippi, the poorest state in the union. My husband was making $38 a week, making wrought iron porch railings. He got lead poisoning that he carries in his body right today. I had a miscarriage in the plant I was working in down there, and they fired me because I had a miscarriage and couldn't come to work for 3 days. So, yeah, I know what right to work is, and it's not good for Michigan. It's not good for the people, And my daughter, Laura Trezell, is in Lansing right today standing up for her father.
Absolutely.
And
she's
her
a, she's a dear.
And, give her
and I love. And you just did, and I love Laura as well. She's a good friend. Jamie, thank you so much for your passion and for your phone call. I appreciate it. My prayers are with you and your family. Representative, I'll just let you go ahead and respond to that call.
You know, given the circumstances of what the governor is pushing today, it's really tough to respond because that's the story that should get through to him. That's the story that he should be listening to, but he's not. You know, so that begs a bigger question. Where, after this is said and done, and we know what's going to happen today, where does that leave us as a state? You know, the congressional, it was reported in the paper yesterday, the congressional Democratic delegation met with the governor yesterday, and they just asked him, just step back from the ledge. Don't tear this state apart. Put this on the ballot. Let people decide. And after that, it'll be said and done. But don't do it this way. Don't jam it down people's throats in lame duck after 90 minutes of debate. Give it a process. Let the people decide. And that lady's story is saddening. And I give her credit for speaking up and fighting. But those are the type of stories that the governor should hear and should resonate with him. But unfortunately, they don't.
Well, there's no question that, first of all, Jamie shows a lot of courage by picking up the phone and giving us that testimonial. You know, this is the you and I were talking during the break. This is the kind of thing that I'm dealing with intimately on a daily basis now. And I'm happy to be there for people. I know you're happy to be there for people. Of course, the frustration is, you know, what do we do next? Representative Slavin says, well, you know, 2014, it's about electing the right people. And it is that. There will be some legal challenges to what happens here. And that'll happen. But this is going to be a process, Representative. This is not something that's just going to go away after today. And people need to understand that this is going to be a tough fight from this day forward. And they need to be prepared for that, don't they?
They do. It has to be a tough fight. And it will be a tough fight. And it's going to be a two-year fight. And, you know, the Democratic caucus, our argument is to the governors, this is an unnecessary fight. But it's going to be an organizing tool for us. We're going to work hard. We're going to, work to get people to understand what this really is. You know, to folks who don't really pay attention, right to work is something that, you know, a lot of folks don't understand. I've had people calling my office and asking me, what exactly does this mean? And I think once people get a really good handle on this, people are going to be upset. And I think it's evidenced out with the tens of thousands of people that are in front of the Capitol.
You know, very quickly, I have an elderly neighbor, and she asked me yesterday, explain right to work. I did. It doesn't take that long. I explained to her, and she said, why would anyone want to do that? You know, 90 years old.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Why would anybody want? I can't answer that question. Well, it's going to be an interesting day, and I appreciate you stopping by and spending some time with us this morning. Before we have to get out of here, can you just give the audience a little pep talk? Because I think we all need a pep talk, including me. And maybe you need a pep talk as well. But maybe a little pep talk this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is I think as you said in a previous segment, this isn't the end. Today, after Right to Work passing, this is the beginning. This is the beginning of people fighting for middle class. I mean, we have seen this governor tax people's pensions, people living on fixed income, paying more, people gutting public schools, privatizing schools en masse, putting billions of dollars of tax burden on middle class families to pay for big business, and he's doing it again. Having the ability for big business to gut wages. This is going to be a fight. We're going to continue to fight from here until 2014, and we're not going to let the governor forget what he's doing to us today.
That works. Thank you, Representative John Swetalski. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour. Much more to get to as we're live from the state capitol on this historic Tuesday morning. Please stay with us.
This traffic report brought to you by Xfinity Internet. 1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We have an accident to report blocking all lanes except the right lane. M10 The Lodge, Northwestern Highway, northbound near West Grand Boulevard. Also, a multi-vehicle accident on the off-ramp, I-696 eastbound at Mound Road. And slow-moving traffic, I-696 westbound between Van Dyke Ave and I-75. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
Xfinity Internet, where all of our lanes are fast lanes. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Sign up today by calling 1-800-XFINITY.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today. Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Tony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano, now on for 4 full hours from 6 to 10, Monday through Friday, right here on 1310 WDTW.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikliszewski. Mum's the word on those fiscal cliff negotiations. NBC's Chuck Todd at the White House.
Another way to judge how serious the talks are this week, President has no public events today, doesn't have many planned for this week, and many at the White House and in Congress believe the less anybody campaigns publicly, the better their chances are at striking an actual deal.
Meantime, House Republicans said to be split over higher top-end tax rates. They're back for more high-stakes haggling today.
Governor Snyder, just say no! Governor Snyder, just say no!
Thousands of union workers expected to march in the Michigan Capitol today as the state house takes up the right-to-work legislation that would end mandatory dues for unions. On Wall Street, stock futures point to a higher open. And have you lost weight this year? A new study says many people honestly think they've shed pounds when truth be told they haven't. Researchers say men especially likely to be in weight gain denial. This is NBC News Radio. In Syria today, rebels reportedly in control of a major military base they stormed 2 days ago. NBC's Richard Engel just back from Aleppo, Syria's commercial center and largest city.
It's a disaster there. There are shortages of food, shortages of fuel, lots of fighting, and a confusing mix of rebel groups with different agendas.
Back home, America's heartland dealing with an early taste of winter as an Arctic blast pours down from Canada. NBC's Al Roker.
Dallas got a tenth of an inch of snow. This is the second time in history they've gotten snow before Chicago did.
In the southeast, as many as 6 twisters touched down along the Gulf Coast from Louisiana to Florida. And are children slimming down? Fat chance. In fact, a new study shows kids who eat a lot of salty foods tend to wash them down with extra servings of sugary drinks, doubling the risk of weight gain. The good news, cutting down on one may help kids cut down on the other. I'm Jim Mikliszewski, NBC News Radio.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees for lines. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
A survey of small business optimism just out is finding optimism itself getting a lot smaller. The monthly survey from the National Federation of Independent Business finds a plunge in November from October, as 49% of small business owners now think future conditions will worsen. Macroeconomic worry over issues such as health care costs and the looming fiscal cliff weighing on the measure. Workers are worried about the big economic picture as well, thanks to factors such as fiscal cliff fear, but despite worries about the national budget, we're feeling better about the future. A survey called the Well-Being Index from Principal Financial finds almost two-thirds, 63%, consider our current economy unhealthy. But a growing number think next year is going to be better, 43% versus 32% just a quarter ago. Ahead of the start of a two-day policy meeting by the Fed Reserve, the final such meeting of the year, S&P futures are gaining 3 points. NASDAQ futures up 7. Dow futures up 33. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you, and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. Your money needs an ally. Member FDIC.
Hiya, Fred.
Hello, Beth.
You seen Eddie?
Yeah, he's in my workshop picking out tools to borrow.
Well, tell him I took the car to the Parts Plus Car Care Center for service.
So he'll be carless? Well, I hope he doesn't want me to run him around doing errands.
Oh, don't worry about that. I've got him rebuilding the handrail on the back step.
Oh, there goes my good soul.
He'll be busy with that all afternoon. And besides, Parts Plus won't keep me long. They never do.
Now hurry back.
For the location nearest you, go to PartsPlus.com.
Merriman, one of our vendors, just called.
That's nice, Mr. Fernwell.
We owe him for a job that closed 8 months ago.
Yeah, Susan, the office manager, owes me for lunch last week.
The accounting team is swamped, Merriman. Call Bob from Account Temps. Bob knows our accounting system inside out and can step right in so we can get caught up without all this overtime.
Maybe Bob can help me collect from Susan.
Be flexible, work smarter with Account Temps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers. A Robert Half Company. Learn more at AccountTemps.com.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12. All for valid on $50 HP ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at Staples.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented, and that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Truppiano with you as we start the 8 o'clock hour. We've got a lot going on. We are live from the state capitol, as you know. We are broadcasting from the Central United Methodist Church by courtesy of Senior Pastor Ronald Brooks, who we can't thank enough. I know that we were supposed to be in State Representative Harvey Santana's office. We had some problems. And ergo, we have decided to switch venues thanks to Chris Savisa, Representative Santana's chief of staff. So happy to be here. We want to, you know, encourage you to call, as so many of you have already this morning, 888-552-3595. For those of you that are heading up here, I just talked to Chris Mihalakis, the president of the Metro Detroit AFL-CIO. Traffic is backed up on 96 past Okemos. So just be patient. Don't worry. The rally doesn't start till noon, folks, so you don't need to worry. Just take your time. It's going to take a while to find a place to park as well. And we're also going to tell you, if you need a little aid and comfort, where to get that today, too. In the meantime, let us get to our intro and get this hour underway. Guys, do we have an intro? No, no intro. Then I'll just do it myself. The star of Fox News, Zach Pohl, the executive director of Progress Michigan. Zach, good morning to you. Guys, I don't have Zach either. There we go. Zach, how are you this morning? Yeah, we're here. You know, and when you're out on the streets, it's a little bit tougher than when you're in the studio. But we're here now.
That's great. Good to be with you. Yeah. You were absolutely right about the traffic. Chris was right. Definitely backed up on 96, but just be patient. It cleared up once I got on the 127 this morning. It's definitely busy downtown, but folks should just be patient. I'm sure everyone will get a chance to get a spot and come join the rally.
Absolutely. It is an historic day, Zach. No question about that. Listen, I received your email at in 7 o'clock, and I just haven't had a chance to look at the video yet. But you were on Fox News yesterday, I believe it was. Tell us what that was all about.
Sure. Well, I was invited to go on Sean Hannity's show, of all things, to do described to me as a debate on Right to Work with Greg McNeely, former campaign manager to Dick DeVos. It wasn't much of a debate. You know, for anyone who's watched 30 seconds of Sean Hannity, you know he sure doesn't like anyone to challenge his viewpoint. Didn't let me get a lot in edgewise, but I, you know, did my best to make the case for why Right to Work is wrong for Michigan and why it's going to hurt our middle class here.
And it's not that hard to make that case, of course, Zach, because we've got plenty. In fact, I want to thank you again for the great call you did, the media call you did last week with the two economist professors that kind of walked everybody through Right to Work. What I found interesting about that call was how many members of the media, Zach, are reporting on Right to Work, not even understanding what in the hell it is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tony. I mean, what's been maybe most frustrating for me, the son of a journalist, has been to watch and read all of the Right to Work coverage with so little insight into how this is going to impact Michigan's economy. Now, to be fair, some outlets have been better than others. I give credit to reporters like Paul Egan at the Detroit Free Press, Chad Livengood at the Detroit News, and certainly Susan Bemis, who I know is a regular here on First Shift. But there just hasn't been a lot of talk about how this is going to impact Michigan's economy. And we were joined by economist Gordon Lafer with University of Oregon and Roland Zulo with University of Michigan to talk about how Right to Work just hasn't been effective at creating jobs in other states. The best case we have is Oklahoma, which was the last state prior to Indiana to pass Right to Work since NAFTA took effect, and it hasn't worked there. It didn't deliver the jobs that were promised. Businesses didn't come there. In fact, they lost manufacturing jobs in Oklahoma. So, you know, we're doing everything we can to get that message out there, and we'll continue pounding it.
Well, one of the things, certainly we've had a handful of state reps in to talk to us this morning, Zach, and, you know, one of the messages, and we've had a lot of callers, a lot of despondent callers, a lot of discouraged callers, a lot of angry callers, and I understand that. I understand all of this, and I just need for people to understand, and this is an excellent opportunity, actually, to turn to Progress Michigan as to talk about trying to keep things straight and making sure that people are accountable. There is no better issue that defines what you do than this issue, Zach.
No, you're absolutely right. And, I mean, that's part of why we went on Fox News last night. You know, again, they aren't exactly the most receptive to ideas that don't agree with their right-wing ideology. But, you know, we'll go anywhere and, debate anyone when it comes to standing up for Michigan's middle class. I mean, you're absolutely right, too. What was really disappointing for me on my way in this morning, I heard a report from NPR on Right to Work. And unfortunately, they didn't quote a single worker. They talked to a CEO here in Michigan. They talked to former Republican legislator Bill Ballinger. Didn't bother to talk to a single worker to ask why they're coming to Lansing, why they think this is an important issue today. And, you know, I'm not one to usually bag on the media, but, you know, it's been really disappointing to see, you know, the coverage of Right to Work has been a mile wide and an inch deep. We just haven't had a lot of depth on what this will actually do to Michigan's economy.
Now, Zach, you make an important point, and I had this issue with WDIV in Detroit the other morning. They were doing a report on Right to Work, and they covered the pro RTW side. They talked to CEOs. They talked to a lot of people, legislators, but not one of them was a Democrat, and not one of them was a union member or a working member, period. You know, you can't. That's not reporting, bud. That's just not reporting. There's nothing objective about that.
You're right. And I think what the larger point here is that this doesn't have anything to do with economics. This is politics, plain and simple. This is a good old-fashioned power grab on the part of corporate special interests and Republican politicians here in Lansing who didn't get the message. I mean, people went to the polls here in Michigan just over a month ago and overwhelmingly voted for Democrats up and down the ticket from President Obama, Senator Stabenow, and a majority of Michiganders actually voted for Democrats for state house. If it wasn't for Republican redistricting, we would have a Democratic majority coming in January. Unfortunately, that's not the case because Republicans, you know, know, have gained the system and tilted the scales in their favor. And that's why you're seeing, I think, such lopsided coverage when it comes to this issue.
You know, Zach, for people that aren't familiar with your background, you've worked with one of the finest politicians that Michigan has ever produced in Mark Schauer. You have been involved in an activist organization that is has no peer in We Are the People. And now we find you as the executive director of Progress Michigan. As we look at legislative issues and we look at bills and laws and temperament and mentality, have you ever seen anything like this in your political career?
No, you know, it's pretty astounding. I mean, when I worked for Mark Schauer, it was during the debate on the health care legislation. And, you know, there was certainly a lot of fire and a lot of heat around that issue. And say what you will, whether people liked it or not, the fact was there were dozens, literally dozens of committee hearings, hundreds of hours of public debate, and literally months when people had the full text of the bill language so the public could read and review it. That wasn't the case here at all. Literally, Governor Snyder sat down with his Republican cronies on Thursday morning last week at 11 a.m., said, "We like right to work. We're going to move this issue." Bill language was trotted out about, you know, 90 minutes later. The state police locked the doors, literally locked out activists in the cold, and they ran these bills through without a single committee hearing. I mean, I've never seen anything like this in Lansing, and from what I've been talking to, you know, some of my colleagues who've been doing this a lot longer than I have, they haven't either.
Well, you know, and of course, we just talked to State Representative John Switalski a couple of minutes ago, and you know, and just listening and feeling, and of course I spend a lot of time with State Representative Harvey Santana. Representative Diane Slavens was here a little earlier. We're going to have other people. Tim Grimel is going to be with us just after you're on with us, Zach. And you know, the frustration of being in the minority, you know, especially when something that so affects their constituents as right to work or right to freeload does. And not to really be able to do anything about it as an elected representative has to be extremely frustrating for them, Zach.
Well, I can only imagine, but I give a lot of credit to people like John Switalski. He's been a great voice for working people in the legislature. And, you know, they may not have the votes to stop this issue, but they've done a great job of, you know, shining a light on what's been going on in Lansing. I mean, I'm sure a lot of your viewers by now hopefully have seen on Facebook the floor speech that Representative Brandon Dillon gave last Thursday. He's a state representative from the Grand Rapids area. Gave a really powerful speech on the House floor. And the line he used, and I think he's right, was this is where democracy goes to die. I mean, the fact that these bills were trotted out, rammed through without a committee hearing in a matter of hours was I think, incredibly frustrating. And, you know, again, they may not have the votes, but, you know, we've got some good voices in the state legislature, including John Switalski and Representative Brandon Dillon, fighting a good
absolutely
fight to try to...
Representative Dillon was on with us. Representative Dillon was on with us yesterday morning, Zach, and I think that he may have been angrier yesterday than he was on Friday when he gave that speech. And I can't express how much I appreciate his passion and commitment to the people of Michigan. Zach, we're going to take a quick break here. Stay right where you're at. When we come back, Zach has a nice offer for those of you that are here at the state capitol. If you need a little warmth, maybe a snack, a cup of hot cocoa, there is relief in your future. So stay where you're at. Live from the Central United Methodist Church here in downtown Lansing, right across the street from the state capitol, I'm Tony Truppiano on this historic Tuesday. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jocelyn Benson, and I'm wishing all of Tony's listeners a happy holidays.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
The activity level out on your roadways is picking up. The left lane is blocked I-94 westbound at I-75 due to an accident. Also an accident has your left lane blocked I-96 eastbound near Kent Lake Road. And I don't know what it is about Kent Lake Road, but on I-96 westbound at Kent Lake Road, there's also an accident leaving only your right lane open. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now, director of Hellbound, Kevin Miller.
Yeah, well, definitely. And that's something I would say. believe that this debate over hell, some people might say, I don't need to watch that film, I don't believe in hell. Well, in Hellbound, what we do is we draw a connection between what we believe in and the kind of world we create. And underlying every society is some form of worldview that is going to give rise to an internal set of values, which we externalize into laws and all that sort of thing. And so if the foundation of your worldview includes a God who ultimately uses violence as a problem solver, we're going to become a very violent people.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling? You were just born for greatness.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Let me turn my attention now to Special Assistant to President Al Garrett at AFSCME Council 25, Ned McNeil.
We specifically signed this agreement on February the 1st of this year. And we ratified this agreement in March. They could have put this agreement in place that the unions had did, which would have annually save the city $180.2 million. You wouldn't be in this game that they're playing. That they're just playing this game with people's lives and with the citizens of the city of Detroit.
On 1310 WDTW. Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW. CW.org or call 248-585-9671. Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back. It is 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. I am Tony Trupiano, live from the state capitol on this historic Tuesday. We are live at the Central United Methodist Church, courtesy of Senior Pastor Ronald Brooks, who we are grateful to. Zach Pohl, the Executive Director of Progress Michigan, is on the line with us. Zach, before we tell them about the wonderful offer you have for everybody today, I want to go to the phones and welcome Bob in Royal Oak to First Shift. Bob, thanks for punching in with us this morning. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Hey, I just got through that traffic jam on 96, heading down here to see you. I just wanted to ask a question. I called up that Lansing office yesterday, spoke with a young lady there, and asked her about, why the Capitol was closed, locked out to us, and, she accused the Michigan State Police for doing that. So she said that they claim it was structurally unsound. So my question was, police officer has a engineering degree to be able to decide what's structurally unsound or not? Is that a prerequisite to becoming a state police officer? And, maybe somebody can look into that.
Absolutely.
Have you?
Well, I don't know who made the determination that the building. And, Bob, thank you for your call, and I'm glad that you're down here. I hope we run into each other a little later on. you know, Zach, certainly Bob brings up an important point. You know, who's making these decisions? And, of course, you know, the Michigan Democratic Party had to go to the mat for the people of the state of Michigan, had to file a suit, got an injunction, got the building back up. But this is not democracy, Zach Pohl.
No, you know, what's disappointing is it creates a tension. I mean, you know, we obviously, you know, stand in solidarity with our, you know, people who work for the state police troopers. But what's frustrating is, you know, they're clearly being, you know, ordered around by Governor Snyder's administration to have this, frankly, ridiculous police presence at the Capitol. You know, some of my colleagues were posting photos on Twitter yesterday of state troopers circling the Capitol with large billy clubs. It was a pretty ridiculous sight. I've never seen anything like it at the Capitol. And, you know, I think it just goes to show, you know, these politicians are scared. They know that this is incredibly divisive and unpopular, and they're ultimately afraid to face the people. And that's why they're going to – I wouldn't be shocked at all today if they locked the doors again this morning.
Now, let me give you one better. The Republicans ordered their staffs in at 6 o'clock this morning so they could sit in the gallery, banning others from being there, let's say that voters, because if enough staff show up and fill up the gallery, well, there isn't room for anybody else, Zach, is there?
Yeah, you're right. Your tax dollars at work. So we've got Republican politicians, staffers, taking up space for citizens to be viewing their legislature and work. And we've got literally probably a couple hundred state troopers patrolling the Capitol today instead of protecting communities across the state. If you ever want to speed on the highway, I guess today is the day because your state police sure aren't out there patrolling our roads today.
Yeah, how sad is that? Zach, Progress Michigan is, of course, being very responsive and very concerned about the people that are out here to exercise their brand of democracy today. And I know that you're inviting people into your office if they need a break from the elements.
Absolutely. Yep, we're at 115 West Allegan on the 7th floor. Just look for the Bigby Building at Allegan and Capitol and come up to the 7th floor. We've got hot cocoa, snacks, free Wi-Fi, a chance to charge up your cell phone, hit the bathroom. We know it's going to be a cold day outside. We'll certainly be joining folks over at the rally, but want to give folks an opportunity to get warm and take a break and recharge your batteries before you head back over to the Capitol.
All right. I just received this from Christine Berry at bloggingformichigan.com, Zach, and she had sent a note to the Michigan State Police, and this is I'm going to read her her question and their response. She says, is it true that you are requiring protesters to continue moving while in the Capitol building? And that if they stand in one place, you are requiring them to leave. They responded, the Michigan State Police recommends Capitol visitors utilize larger spaces on the ground and first floors, keeping in mind that the exits and stairwells need to remain clear on all floors. By spreading people throughout the building, there is less likelihood of encountering the crowd density problems that led to last week's public safety concerns. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, no, I mean, public safety obviously needs to be a top priority here, but that clearly, I think, was just a smokescreen last week. I mean, we all saw some of the pictures that were snapped inside the Capitol. It was nowhere near capacity. Yeah, it was pretty clear politicians were just, you know, had their tails shaken between their legs. They were so afraid of actually facing the voters, and so they got the doors closed. And, you know, hopefully that court injunction last week forcing the doors back open will still carry some weight today, and we won't see that happen again. I mean, it was utterly shameful, and people like Rick Snyder should be ashamed that that happened on their watch.
I couldn't agree more. Zach Pohl, let me suggest that certainly we are going to be looking to Progress Michigan to show leadership on what we need to do to mobilize moving forward. Besides following what you guys do at progressmichigan.org, what can we do to make sure that we're plugged into what it is you're putting out?
Well, folks can follow us on Twitter at Progress Mich, also on Facebook at Progress Michigan. Just do a search for us. We'll be posting pictures and tweets throughout the day. And then over the coming days and weeks, we'll be helping to mobilize some citizens to take action back in lawmakers' home districts, because while we may not be able to stop this in Lansing today, we're certainly going to be holding politicians' feet to the fire back home with demonstrations in their local communities, rallies, town halls, things like that. So this fight is not over today by any stretch, regardless of what happens in the Capitol, and we're going to continue to fight this fight moving forward.
I love the way you talk. Let's go to the phones and welcome Jim in Redford. Jim, thank you for your call this morning. Solidarity to you. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, brother. Well, what's on my mind is I think people should really be aware that this is what tyranny looks like. It starts out like this. This is only the beginning. Once they emasculate the labor movement, they're going to move on to other things and divide and conquer and take power. That's all they want is power. I believe that the Republicans fundamentally are undemocratic, completely. They're authoritarian at heart. They're absolutist. And in order to carry out their agenda, they have to be absolute, and they have to be ruthless. So people ought to, you know, it's an old cliche that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Well, this is what ignorance and complacency look like. It's I don't know and I don't care. Well, this is what leads us to these disastrous ends. Keeping up the fight for 2 years is going to be extremely difficult, but we can do it. We have to be aware that there will be all kinds of distractions along the way, and we have to be able to anticipate them and act upon them. And just keep vigilant is about all I have to say at this point.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate the brilliant call this morning, and happy holidays to you. Zach, I'll close out by letting you respond to what Jim had to say.
Sure. You know, Jim raises a good point. I will say, you know, it may not feel like it. There are some good Republicans still in this town. Unfortunately, there's just not enough of them left. I mean, we saw some of the Republican elected officials who voted against this last week, I think, you know, gave some pretty powerful remarks. Senator Tory Rocha, you know, said that he thinks all of his colleagues should be required to read the bills before they vote on them. Couldn't agree more. And Senator Mike Noss from the Battle Creek area also spoke pretty eloquently about how this wasn't going to help Michigan's economy. So, you know, they're not all bad. We just don't have enough, you know, good moderate Republicans who are willing to do the right thing and put policy ahead of politics. But regardless, Jim's absolutely right in that, you know, it's going to be tough to keep this up for 2 years. But I think the people in Michigan are ready to mobilize and hold politicians accountable for this vote.
Absolutely. Zach Pohl, thank you once again. I will see you at some point throughout the day. And, hey, good luck today. All right, we got to take a quick break here. We'll be back live from Lansing after this.
The feeling's here that only comes.
Hi, this is Steve Henderson, the editorial page editor at the Detroit Free Press, and I want to wish everyone at First Shift a happy holiday and happy new year.
On 1310 WDTW.
This traffic report brought to you by Xfinity Internet.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
The activity level out on your roadways is picking up. The left lane is blocked. I-94 westbound at I-75 due to an accident. Also an accident has your left lane blocked. I-96 eastbound near Kent Lake Road. And I don't know what it is about Kent Lake Road, but on I-96 westbound at Kent Lake Road, there's also an accident leaving only your right lane open. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
Xfinity Internet, where all of our lanes are fast lanes. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Sign up today by calling 1-800-XFINITY.
Recently on First Shift,
Pastor Reverend D. Alexander Bullock.
If we're organized, then we can push the elected officials to represent the people, to make sure that resources are expanded and spread throughout the region in a way that is equitable and helpful for all people. We should have no child left behind, no community left behind. We should not have a race to the bottom, but there should be a floor for the poor and indeed a roof for the rich.
First Shift with Tony Tribune.
On 1310 WDTW.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Got something to tell Tony? We want to hear from you. Call now. 888-552-3595. Every voice matters. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. And welcome back. Tony Trupiano live from the state capitol. We are literally across the street in the Central United Methodist Church. If any of you are headed up this way and want to stop in and say hello, you are welcome to do that. We'll even put you on the air. Instead of taking callers, we'll take listeners live on the air. So I know that some of you are listening on iHeart on your way up here, and I appreciate that. It is going to be an incredibly productive and very, very busy day here at the state capitol. Now, before we get into our next guest, I'm going to ask Anthony to move his coat. And there, I'm just teasing. We've got a lot going on this morning. So, with that said, we are going to go to our next guest, and I couldn't be happier to have with me right now the star of MSNBC, State Representative Tim Grimmel. Tim, great to see you. Happy holidays to you. I wish it was under better circumstances. Great job on Jansen and Company.
Well, thank you, Tony. And it's great to be back on the show. I'm a big fan, as you know, and it's really great to always be on your show. So thank you so much for having me again.
I appreciate that. It has been a really interesting morning. And I've got to tell you, I've never had callers being more raw and honest and open than they've been this morning. A lot of frustration, some dejection, some despondency. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. People are really feeling like this is the end of something, and it doesn't have to be, does it?
No, it really doesn't have to be. It's, and believe me, I understand those emotions. So those of us who are Democratic legislators are feeling those exact same emotions. It's incredibly frustrating to see the Republicans just ramrod this through in the 11th hour of the last week of the legislature for the year, and it's really shameful what they're doing. This obviously is not about sound economic policy. We know that right-to-work states end up paying workers less, giving them worse benefits, resulting in less safe workplaces. And this has nothing to do with economic growth. You know, right-to-work states have as high or higher unemployment rates than non-right-to-work states. This is really about a vindictive attempt to crush those groups who support the Democratic Party in the state of Michigan. And they have decided, because they're cowards, the Republican leadership and the governor have decided to ram this through at the last minute, suspending the normal House rules that require committee hearings and that require an opportunity to have the public be heard. And they're ramming it through without any opportunity for public input. And, you know, on Thursday, for example, They brought it out of committee without the committee doing anything with it. Again, they had to suspend the rules to do that. And then between then and when it passed the floor, a whole 90 minutes passed. And that apparently is what the Republicans think passes for transparency and a thoughtful debate, as the governor called for on Right to Work last night. It's really outrageous. It's scandalous. And people need to stand up and say this isn't acceptable. And the best way to do that, of course, is to mobilize for the 2014 election.
Does it, in less than a half an hour, you're going to have to walk into session. It's going to be a long day for you. You may be here late into the evening. Will it help you knowing that outside are going to be upwards of 10,000 or more people that are here literally not just to stand up for themselves, but to stand up for people like you?
Absolutely. It helps all of us who are fighting the good fight in the legislature to know that we're not alone in this battle, and to know that the residents of Michigan believe in us, that they understand that this is a fight for the future of the middle class in this state, and that they're actually taking the time to show up in Lansing, to show their support, not so much for us who are trying to fight this battle in the legislature, but far more importantly, that they're showing up to show their support for the middle class in this state.
Before we, let's take a caller real quick, and then I've got a question for you. Let's welcome Cliff in Southfield to First Shift. Cliff, thanks so much for being with us this morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. I understand they have an extra 200 state police up there in Lansing today in case there's a riot. Well, if there is a riot, there's a law against inciting a riot. The first thing they should do would be arrest the man who caused the riot, and that would be Governor Rick Snyder. I know they won't, but it'd be nice if they would.
Yeah. Cliff, thank you so much for your call. You know, Representative Gremmel, there are a lot of people. I'm going to do the phrase, and that's all I'm going to need to say. Relentless positive action. Where is it? Where is it?
Well, you know, this is a difficult time for all of us, but we've got to continue to fight this fight. And this fight is just beginning. You know, they're going to pass Right to Work this week, I'm sure, so-called Right to Work. I call it Freedom to Freeload.
Yeah.
But they're going to pass this law this week. And that's just the beginning of the battle ahead of us, because we're going to do everything we can to ultimately overturn that law. And, you know, there are a couple ways to do that in 2014 by putting something on the ballot. And more importantly, we need to take back the state house and the state senate and the governorship to make sure that they can't pass any more anti-middle class legislation like we see them doing
that
now.
That actually brings me to my next question. You are the architect in the next term. You are as the leader as the Democrats in the state house of representatives. They have forced your hand in some regard. You have an immense task in front of you. There are a lot of people very encouraged early on by how you've been very brave. You and I've talked about this. They appreciate your courage, but you know, to move forward is going to take a great deal of work, because there are going to be people that are going to be screaming for you not to cooperate. At the same time, you know, you don't want stuck to you, pinned to you. Well, you know, it's the Democrats that are holding up legislation that we need. And oh, man, I don't know that I envy you, but certainly I will support whatever it is you have to do.
Well, first of all, thank you, Tony. Certainly there's a lot of work ahead of us. The task is immense. We knew that even before Right to Work was sort of officially on the table. We knew a month ago, when I was elected to be the next Democratic leader in the House, that we had our work cut out for us. And our mission is very simple: to take majority in 2014, on to the extent we can along the way, pass some good legislation. But the fact is that as long as we're in the minority party here in Lansing, we're not going to pass much, if any, good legislation. The Republicans run the House with a dictatorial fist, and they are going to continue to pursue their anti-middle class agenda until we take majority. And so that is job number one, is getting to majority in the next election 2 years from now. And certainly this terrible travesty that is so-called Right to Work legislation makes that task a little more challenging, but also a little more pressing. And so I think it's going to help galvanize our caucus around the task of taking majority. I think it's going to galvanize our friends and allies in the labor movement to assist us with that task. And so in some ways, it could even make our ability to win majority in 2014 easier, because it certainly galvanized the progressive forces in our state.
And this really is an opportunity, and I want you to put your leader's hat on. I mean, you certainly speak for Democrats in the state of Michigan, and I don't mean elected Democrats. I mean all Democrats, voters, constituents. And so this is an opportunity, really, to garner our energies and to work together in really an uncommon and historic way moving forward, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if this can't rally us together as Democrats, as progressives, and progressives across the spectrum, not just members of the labor movement, but all other stripes of progressives, whether it's based on the environmental movement, whether it's based on women's rights, all of us need to come together, join hands, and say enough's enough. We're not going to take it anymore. We're going to stand up in a unified fashion against this kind of terrific, terrible, and horrific policy. And we're going to do everything we can. The battle and the struggle starts today, and we're going to march towards majority in 2014.
And it's important, I think, for people to keep in reference, and I want to frame this properly, that they can't expect you to focus on just one issue. You would be doing a disservice to all of us if this just becomes about right to work after today, because there are other issues that you need to advocate for. I also know that you've made an uncommon commitment to have a very open office. You want to hear from people, you expect to hear from people, and you're one of the, I just know this without even asking you, you're one of those people that shame on you if you don't ask.
That's absolutely right. I want to hear from folks. That goes for anybody and everybody, and even people who don't agree with me, I want to hear from you. And call our office, email our office, let us know your thoughts, let us know how we can help you, let us know if you think we're doing something right, let us know if you think we're doing something wrong. We want to hear.
Well, again, I think that it is critically important as we move forward, and certainly today is the beginning of what will be a long and worthy process. If we do not come together, if we look to leadership and they provide answers and we don't follow up on those, shame on us. I mean, we have some culpability in this. We can't just expect you to do all the heavy lifting.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. Look, this is a team effort. It's a team effort within our Democratic caucus. It's about all of us pulling together next term, and there will be 51 of us. But even more importantly, it's about all of us in the state of Michigan who care about our collective future to join together as a team and march forward to push for progressivity, to push for a better future for our kids and our grandkids and all of Michigan citizens. And that's what we're going to be focused on. And in order to do that, the struggle starts today to win majority in 2014 so we can actually have a say in passing decent legislation.
Representative, I will commit this to you. Whether it's on the air or off the air, wherever you need me to help you fight this fight, I am 100% committed to doing that. We have to take a break now. Good luck today. Thank you for your courage. I just can't tell you how much your leadership means to us right now.
Thanks so much, Tony. I appreciate being on the show again.
Right, folks, a quick break. A lot more to get to when we continue. Stay with us. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
This is State Representative Thomas Stallworth of the 7th Legislative District, and I just want to wish everyone a happy, happy holiday.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring, drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
And 10 minutes before the top of the hour, let me just go right to my guest. I do, of course, need to pay homage to the pastor, Ronald Brooks, who was kind enough to allow us to use the Central United Methodist Church to do the show. State Representative Harvey Santana, the whole reason I'm up here to begin with, joins us now. Representative, what a pleasure to be here at the state capitol today. You had just come in. Is it you're getting busy out there?
Yes, it's getting busy. Good morning, everybody. I love you all. We're here. We're ready to fight, ready to get this thing done. We're not going down without a fight, and we're standing with labor, and we're not going to let this go down without them saying, God damn, that was a hard fight.
Okay. Well, listen, it's important as we move forward this morning, and of course, you know, we've got the big rally, a couple rallies this afternoon, and all of that's well and good. But, you know, we happen to know that, again, the wealthy have flexed their muscles. They got the Capitol steps, which is where, of course, everybody wants to be. And now they're going to have a much smaller group than we are. That doesn't matter. Being here matters. What does it mean to you to have so many people here? I mean, there are going to be upwards of 10,000 people here today. What does that mean to you as a legislator?
I'm absolutely encouraged. I mean, these are the people who supported me, and this is who I support. And the fact of the matter is this is about the rich getting richer and finding a new creative way to take your money, a new creative way to exploit you, a new creative way to make you feel bad because you're not in the upper tax brackets as they are, and you don't dine at the wealthier establishments like they do. And the fact of the matter is I represent working class people. I represent people who work 40 hours a week. And for all the people out there at labor, if you don't have to work today, then you need to look at yourself in the mirror, look at the time, get up here. If you like 40 hours a week, thank your union. If you like your benefit, thank your union. If you like the safety standards you have in your workplace, thank the union. If you really want to keep the union, then get up here and thank your union, brother and sister.
Now, we know that there's a lot of work in front of us. Today is the beginning of what will be a process. We just had Representative Grimal in with us, as you know, and he talked about 2014. And Harvey, I don't think there's been anybody more active than recruiting potential members than you have. I would think, knowing you, that you're going to be very, very careful who you recruit into this fraternity that we call the state legislature moving forward.
That's right. We need people who are absolutely committed to the right thing. You want to run for office, this isn't about stardom. This isn't about making big money. This is about serving something much larger than yourself, putting everything else in front of you and above you. Okay, that's what this is about. It's about all those people that are making pilgrimages up here to Lansing that are going to sit here and protest this Republican machine that's gone wild. That's what serving public office is about if you're a Democrat. And if you're a Democrat, and if you can't say that you're going to stand next to labor on the front line, then don't even sign up. Go home. Go do something else.
I like the way you're talking. In fact, I told people yesterday and again this morning that if you were only going to show up for today and weren't committed to the future, then don't show up today. Leave that spot for somebody that's going to really want to do something.
That's it. You know, and dig in your heels. Get ready, because as my good friend from Flint, Representative Woodrow Stanley, said, this is a declaration of war. This is it. This is the front line. You got all these news cameras out there. You got the world watching. There's going to be worldwide broadcast of what's happening right here. They declared war on the middle class. They declared war on the working class. And we're here. We're going to hold the front line, but we need the reinforcements. Those reinforcements are you. You, Michigan.
You know, and Harvey, I even hate to say this, because it's not just about right to work. It's about women's rights.
That's right.
It's about education rights. It's about taking the power away from the parent and the teacher and giving it to the chancellor. Chancellor, that name in and of itself should scare people.
Tony, this is about the corporate CEOs bringing in third world countries into Michigan. Those third world working conditions, those anti-labor laws, those anti-female laws, all those bad pay that they give the people in these third world countries, that's what this is about. Because they're tired of shipping jobs overseas, so they want to bring them back over here, but they want to bring them back at the rate that they're paying the people over there. Come on.
It is critical as we move forward, and I know you've got to get over to Capitol. It's just about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I've got to
get rolling.
So let me, well, here, instead of doing that, leave us with some parting words. Just your own words, Harvey, whatever you want to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of my heart, from all of my soul, you know me, I'm a fighter. You know I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. And I'm asking you, take some time out today. Get in your car. Go grab your neighbor. I shouldn't have to beg you to vote. I shouldn't have to beg you to come out here, but I'm pleading you. Get up here. Make your voice known. Call the governor. Call those Republicans. Send them emails. Harass them from now until forever, because this is it. This is the front line. If they can get away with this, they're going to get away with a lot more.
Absolutely.
Thank you, and I love you.
State Representative Harvey Zantana, good luck. Our prayers and thoughts are with you today. Thank you so much for being with us. Let me make this abundantly clear in the few minutes that we have left. Let me make this, in this hour, let me make this abundantly clear. As I said earlier, as I said yesterday, as I will say tomorrow and every day, you cannot let a single Republican have a coffee hour, have a town hall meeting, show up anywhere publicly without there being a group of you there to remind them that they voted for right to work. You cannot go anywhere. You cannot speak to anybody that voted for this legislation and not remind them every single time they leave their house that they voted for right to work and what that means for the great people of the state of Michigan. Now, I'm going to go ahead, when I get back to the office, it'll be tomorrow, I'm going to post all of the information, all the facts I have on right to work, what it's done in other states, what it will do to Michigan, what it has done historically, and why it is such bad policy. Folks, trust me, if right to work was so good, every state would have adopted it long ago. There's a reason that they haven't done that, because it doesn't work. In fact, it works in the exact opposite way they try to sell it to you. Listen, and let me make this, I don't know that I could, if you listen to nothing else I say today, listen to this. If you cannot, if you will not to commit, and I'm just asking you, once a day, 2 minutes a day, if it takes that, write an email, send a letter, make a phone call every single day and remind them. You know, it's interesting. I posted a picture of Senator Brandenburg during the right to work debate in the Senate, with his feet on his desk, Yep, that's right. It's right on my Facebook page. His feet is on the desk. In one picture that I didn't post, he was actually reading the newspaper that was taken by somebody that was obviously in the gallery. And she posted that when they were told, when the people in the gallery were told to be quiet or were going to ask to leave, that Senator Brandenburg literally turned around, didn't take his feet off the desk, and just started waving bye to people. That's what we've elected. That is what we've elected. We can't allow this to happen. Every single day, a phone call, an email, a letter, show up somewhere, but it has to happen every day. We have to sustain this effort. All right, we got to take a quick break for the top of the hour. My friend Tony Paris with the Sugar Law Center when we continue, and we've got a lot to do as we work through this historic Tuesday morning here from the state capitol. Again, thanks to Senior Pastor Ronald Brooks for allowing us to broadcast live from the Central United Methodist Church. We'll take that break, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, it's Joe, and I'm just hoping that all the listeners at First Shift have a great holiday season and carry it on to a happy new year.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
They're still working on cleaning up that accident that leaves only the right lane open, I-96 westbound at Kent Lake Road. Slow-moving traffic, I-696 westbound between 11 Mile Road and Evergreen Road. Also, slow traffic, I-75 northbound between Jeffries Freeway and I-375. My name's Tim, and that's your total traffic update.
Recently on First Shift.
Let's welcome Will in Milford to the show. Will, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tony, how you doing, man? I just wanted to let everybody know about your Facebook page and how great it is. I mean, you keep me abreast on stuff on the weekends and everything, and it's just a valuable page. If people haven't put a like on it yet, they need to, because there's a lot of good information. Keep everybody abreast.
First Shift with Tony Trivia on 1310 WDTW.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit.